Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Internet radio, all the love in the world for all our supporters. You dig? We be getting it in all week. Episode 25. One time for our grind. We on this shit, man. We on this shit. All right. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, and I got my co-host with me, P-Reg Affiliated.
I'm in the building, man, a.k.a. Mr. Slurping Burke himself.
One time for P-Reg being on time today. We got no telephone time today. That's what's up.
Ha-ha!
Right. Well, episode 25, man. Mama said knock you out. We also use it for mashing motherfucking monies, but it's playing a double role today. That's what we get into today. But before we start that, let me break down the rules. This is K100 Internet Radio, the illest, most uncut, uncensored show on the internet, FM, XM. Name of the show is K100. It stands for Keep It 100, a.k.a. Keep Your Shit Being Frank.
The dick!
All you gotta do, we only got one rule up here at the show.
Anything goes.
We got one rule. Don't call up to the show with that fake shit. You call up with the fake shit, we just kill you live on the air. If you say some outlandish, crazy shit, whatever. Politically correct. Don't want to sound like a hoe. Take it like a thug. The list goes on and on. That's what you get over here at K100. All right?
Off top.
I'm glad everybody could join us today. We're going to be talking about a very hotly debated topic. You understand what I'm saying? Can't wait for my second 9 o'clock hour. You understand?
9 o'clock hour.
I can't wait for that second 9 o'clock hour. We do be starting our show a little early. A lot of people out there on the West Coast have hit me on the email and on Facebook like, yo, nigga, can you possibly start it back any later, just 1 hour later? I'm trying, people. I got to work around my schedule. I got other obligations. I got another job. I got all kind of shit going on. But I'm gonna try and push it back early, but. You know, everybody be here, just come in around 9, man, like everybody normally do and flood my fucking lines, like, at the very last minute trying to talk to me. We're used to that shit now. This is how it's going down.
We got our 8 o'clock callers.
And we got our 9 o'clock callers.
You and know our 9 o'clock callers.
But the shit we talking about tonight, the topic we talking about tonight, we should have a pretty good response. Man, one time for everybody calling in, man, it ain't been a show where at least, you know what I'm saying, at least 10 motherfuckers was online talking. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? 5 to 10 people at least. We always have a lot of people that's listening online and listening on their phones, but they choose not to talk. You understand what I'm saying? And that's okay. But we always have at least enough people to interact with the show. I mean, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, to make the show hot. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Holla at us if you're on your phones. Make sure you hit the number 1 if you want to talk to us. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment.
Yes.
We do music over here, folks. We artists and producers and engineers in our own right. Couple albums in the street. More music coming. We spend a lot of our own shit as a platform to get y'all game and put y'all up on what we doing, but also a platform for other independent artists. So if you know anybody that sing, rap, whatever, tell them to send their music to K100 Radio. That's K100, the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100 Radio, all one word, @gmail.com. And we'll spin their shit if it's hot. No problems. We don't play big name artists over here because they got enough shine. This is underground radio, independent radio. We all about the independence, all right? So tell them to send us their music at k100radio@gmail.com, and we'll get the cracker for them, all right?
Yes.
No doubt. Long as it's hot. If it's whack, yeah, we ain't going to be able to do it, all right? P.
Please believe, nigga, this China's entertainment for life.
Right.
12 years motherfucking running, nigga.
Right. If it's whack,
get ready to get gone, partner.
If it's whack. Sorry. We're not going to be able to do it. That's it for you. But if it's hot, we real running. Okay, man, let's go ahead and get into the motherfucking proceedings this evening. Trying to cut that intro down. I covered the basics. One rule, don't be fake. Independent artist, everything. Phone number, 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 is the site. And here we go. Episode 25.
Hey, before we even get started, man, I want to let y'all know, man, like, This is going to be a real touchy topic. I mean, it's probably jealousy, emotions, and all that wrapped up in one. But all we want y'all to do is call in, man, and keep it, you know what I'm saying, K100, a.k.a. Ben Frank, partner. You know what I'm saying? I know what we're talking about tonight. Everybody, somewhere, somehow, done been in this situation. So, bro, man, get them folk to run now, man.
All right, man. Tonight's show, episode 25, I called it Mama Said, Knock You Out. Yeah! And I say Mama Said, Knock You Out because I know a lot of us, especially our black people, you know what I'm saying? We grew up around black women, and some of the old school black women have a phrase that they like to say. And it's, if a female feel like she bad enough to hit a man, she need to be bad enough to take that shot back if he do it. Now let me get this motherfucking point across to y'all before y'all flood my lines with the fuck shit. If you call up here saying I'm advocating domestic violence, I'm advocating women getting their ass whooped by their man, pump your motherfucking brakes. That's not what we're talking about. We're not trying to boost niggas up to go beat their bitch. All right? Stop it. This is real talk. Let's goddamn keep it real now.
Real talk, real life.
A lot of these motherfucking females, especially in the past, y'all seen the goddamn scene on, what was that movie with Martin Lawrence?
A Thin Line?
A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. When the goddamn female was just off the motherfucking chain, needed to get her motherfucking ass whooped. But the man scared to put his hands on her because he going down. Things have changed, but thankfully.
But then the females I want to talk to.
Right.
I want to talk to the females that actually feel like they got to get their ass whooped.
The ones that feel like no matter what they do, that nigga shouldn't hit them. Bitch. Please. Yeah. Kill your motherfucking self.
Like, if he don't put his hands on her, it ain't love.
Right.
Please call in and talk to P-Reg. You know what I'm saying? Blizzard, man. We in here, man, because we want to know. You know what I'm saying? We can please tell you over here, man. We super lovers over here. But
right.
Don't get it twisted, though.
Right. Now, this is my whole take on the whole thing. I say Mama said knock you out because a lot of the old school women will tell you shit. Motherfucking female put their hands on you. God damn it, they need to be willing to take that motherfucking lick. I concur. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's go ahead and put this shit out here right now so y'all don't even get it twisted. I think I'm talking about or think I'm the kind of nigga that like to beat my broad up. I ain't never put my hands on a female like that. I ain't never punched a female in the face. I ain't never even really slapped a female. Although, I have had good reasons to do it before. I just didn't do it. But I've had some things where I would have been totally justified in slapping that motherfucking bitch in her mouth. And the motherfucker couldn't tell me no different. You understand what I'm saying? Objects thrown at me. You dig? Property destroyed. You dig? Should have slapped that hoe. I didn't do it. But one thing about it, I don't advocate nobody hitting a woman just because you had a bad day at work, nigga. Just because that she ain't got there cooked you what the fuck you asked for. Just because she got damn mumbled under her breath a little bit. I really don't advocate hitting women at all, man. But when a motherfucking female put their hands on you to cause you harm, you understand what I'm saying? I ain't saying closed fist punch that bitch. You understand? Yeah. Even though that's a sound effect. I ain't saying no man should really just closed fist punch a bitch. Because let's just keep it real. We bigger, we stronger. You can really fucking kill a bitch if you hit her hard enough. I feel like I could. She's small enough, I hit her hard enough, I can kill her. You understand what I'm saying?
Nigga.
You feel me? You understand?
Nigga, that first strike.
Right.
Is going to be enough that she ain't going to want to take another lick. Nigga.
Right, right. You know a nigga over here 6'1", 230. That shit going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're going to rob Morocco motherfucker if I hit him. You know what I'm saying? So look, That's not what I'm advocating. What I'm saying to you is, ladies, and everybody listening to this motherfucking program, you feel like you motherfucking bad enough to pick up a pan, a stick, your fist, and strike that man anywhere in his face?
You gonna lay your ass up now.
And that nigga goddamn just haul off and slap the fire out your motherfucking ass, slap the taste out your motherfucking mouth. Bitch, you asked for it. Fuck that shit. Now, let me goddamn be very fucking clear. Because I don't want everybody to think that I'm an abusive motherfucker. We can goddamn, I call up my exes. I got their numbers and shit still. Most of them, some of them. You understand? We can ask them if I ever put my hands on them.
Yeah, they trying to get
and that ask them, and at the same time, I'm going to ask them, was it a time where you felt like really I could have been, I should have whipped your ass, but I didn't. And if they keep it motherfucking 100, every last one of them,
don't say yeah.
It's some time they said some shit, well, you know, I really could have sparked their ass and really been right. Not close fist punch them, but I could have slapped the shit out their ass. You understand what I'm saying?
A jump start.
And been right. Now, like I said, I'm not advocating domestic violence on this show. But the name of the show is Mama Said Knock You Out. And I had a lot of my, you know, a couple aunties, older women in my life tell me, God damn it, if she feel like she bad enough to hit you, she can stand there and take that motherfucking lick back when you dish it back out to that motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? So the motherfucking bottom line of this shit is, I'm not saying that it's okay to hit women and all that. My bottom motherfucking underlying fact that I'm trying to get a point to everybody that's listening to this fucking show tonight is, you motherfucking females ain't got the motherfucking right to hit a man either. You understand what I'm saying? You catch your man cheating, and let's keep it real.
Emotions?
Niggas don't, you know, a lot of man, listen, man. I'm going to tell you something else I can give the motherfucking female beat the fuck up. And I ain't necessarily saying it's right, but I can understand. It's when the broad fuck up a nigga car. You know how niggas feel about their motherfucking car. Yes, bitch, it's a material item. Yes, she didn't do it to you. But, bitch, all that motherfucking busting your windows out the car. All that shit right there talking about you. You know what? No, baby. If that nigga didn't destroy you because you called him a text in that nigga phone, you gonna put $10,000 worth of damage in a man car? Off a text message? You understand what I'm saying? Alright?
Yeah! Most women that destroy men cars, that's how they got with a nigga anyway.
You know what I'm saying? If he give you a little, if he spark your ass, goddammit, I mean, what the fuck, what?
They gotta put them jump cables.
Keep your hands off that man's shit. Now, I'm not saying I done it. I know some niggas who done it, and I kind of was like, shit. Nigga
what
goddamn
trick?
Came out there, pulled sugar tank in the nigga gas, sugar in the nigga gas tank, busted out all four windows, flattened all four of his foes. The foes alone, nigga, that's two stacks for right there. Fucked up the foes. Then the bitch busted out all the windows. Then the bitch pulled sugar all down the nigga gas tank.
So he ain't doing nothing.
That's five. That's damn near 3-4 stacks right there, easily.
And what? Damage?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Nigga, that's over 3 stacks.
Easily. Well, probably more than that. I'm just saying.
Sugar in your tank alone, nigga. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. That's 5 stacks.
Depending on what you drive, nigga, alone.
How about a bitch get 5 slaps for that? Fuck that. That's that bullshit, ladies. Stop it. I know y'all don't want to hear it. I know y'all going to say there ain't no reason a man should ever hit a woman. I understand you kind of have. You know you're right. Now, I know, I take the beating up when it comes to y'all saying she shouldn't do that shit because she fucked up his car and all that. Okay, I'm just saying, that's just me. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, men feel a certain way about their car. Don't be fucking with their car. Like y'all feel about y'all hair and shit, men feel like that about their goddamn car, alright? We fucking with a man's car. You understand what I'm saying? But, really though, the basis of this motherfucking show is, if you're a female and you put your fucking hands on a man, you should goddamn be ready to goddamn have that shit reciprocated. All right? Back to you.
All right, man. This is what I'm saying. You say that's the basis.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The moral, if you a real nigga, a real bitch, this is gang, nigga. I'm giving you right now. Jealousy is a wasted emotion. Jealousy, nigga. Y'all jealous ass niggas out here, motherfucking putting your hands on your woman because you feel like her dress too short, her pants too tight, or She just can't wear that shit when she not around you. Nigga, you're jealous, man. It's a waste of emotion, man.
Yeah.
If, I'm like this, though. If you got a bad shawty, you know she bad, nigga. You know. Huh. It's just what it is. Don't put your hands on the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Some things is just Einstein, nigga. That just a motherfucker don't.
Once she hit you, y'all get into a motherfucking heat discussion, she slapped you out. Hit you with a motherfucking goddamn glass, slap you in the motherfucking head with a ball or some shit, or throw a goddamn plate at your ass.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. This coming from motherfucking experience, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think she got the right to eat one of the motherfucking?
Not
a closed fish punch, but just a slap.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. This what it is with me, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit just hands down. You know, as a female, and you dealing with that male, how motherfucking far you can go before you catch the ass with regardless.
Right.
So if you push that motherfucking danger button, bitch, ain't no turning that bitch off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, I can take a slap. You know what I'm saying? I can take a couple of motherfucking slaps. But one thing about it, any object in your hand, I'm not going to take that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because just like a nigga pan, a bat, a iron, a nigga, that shit can possibly kill you, nigga, at the right strike.
Right.
With the right fucking force.
Right.
So, what you going to do, you know what I'm saying, be defenseless or something?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, even if she hitting you with a shit and you snatch it from her, would you spark her?
No, it just depends. Now, if she don't got off on me or not, I might give her one of them Ikes.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I might give her some of that backhand pimperish. Just to let her know, you know what I'm saying, niggas still slick with it, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But really, it gonna take a lot, man, for me to motherfucking really spark a woman. You know what I'm saying? Hands down. Like Tom wrestling with her, you could never get me. You could never. Ever, ever. If I'm pussy nigga, fuck nigga, all this, I could be all that. You know what I'm saying? But you put your hands on me with an object, or you use an object, you know what I'm saying, forcefully towards me,
uh-huh.
Then I'm, you know, I gotta go into my defensive mode. All
right, I understand. I.
But if you love me, you wouldn't even take it that far in the first place.
Right. That's the whole point I'm trying to get across. That's all I'm trying to get across on the show tonight. First of all, women like to always say, "Oh, if he loved you, he wouldn't put your hands on you." Shit, motherfucker, that go for you too.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, once again, the name of the show is "Mama Said Knock You Out." That's because a lot of the old school women say, if a motherfucking female feel like she's flying up to stand there and strike a man, she need to be flying up to stand there and take that motherfucking lick back that he throw back at her ass.
Hey, you know.
So the bottom line on this show, listen to me, the bottom line on the show, we're not advocating beating your motherfucking broad up.
No domestic violence, people.
Unless that motherfucker put her hands on you, then I feel like you can go ahead and give her a little quick slap.
But
you understand
know,
what I'm saying?
But you
we ain't talking about a closed fist punch.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about literally just punching her, then sitting on top of her like she a nigga in the street.
And drag her down.
Power driving her, you know what I'm saying? Beating her. I'm talking about if she motherfucking slap the shit out your ass or hit you with a damn pan or some crazy.
Split that
knife. Slap that motherfucking her goddamn face and let her know that shit ain't motherfucking gonna go down like that.
Okay.
And let her know she will be motherfucking hit back if
check
she strike time. You.
Yeah.
If she strike you.
If she strike you.
Yeah. Because a lot of motherfucking old school women will tell your motherfucking ass straight up. She bad enough to hit him. She bad enough to goddamn take that fucking punch. I got a caller. Want to say something.
Hey,
347.
Hold on. Before you go to that caller.
What?
Everybody know that whether you right or wrong, in a situation where it's got to be one person putting their hands on the other, you know your family going to stand behind you whether you right or wrong. So don't call up here with that. My mama going to take his side, or my mama go, that nigga, that shit's not gonna happen because you are that person's child. So
right,
you know what I'm saying? They gonna stand up for you whether you right or wrong, nigga.
Yeah,
get it right.
You understand? But I'm talking about, I've heard it from ladies who ain't even my mama. You feel what I'm saying?
But that's what I mean. That too. It's like
right.
You know they got love for you, and it's right. Some women, I ain't gonna lie, and some women do feel like this because I know a couple. When I get out of line, I need a nigga to motherfucking check ties me.
Right.
They'll tell you that up front. I need that authority in a nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They want to see what type of nigga they dealing with.
Right.
So, nigga, if you know you ain't like, nigga, don't even fuck with them sites. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. All
right. I see. We going to the motherfucking phone line.
First caller, 336. Get at K100. Who's this?
This is Elizabeth.
How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm good.
Oh, wait, is this your first time calling the show?
It is.
Oh, thanks. What time for Elizabeth's first time calling the show?
Hey, I want to know what.
We appreciate it.
I want to know what area code is. 336.
Oh, yeah, where is that? Where is that, babe?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay, what's
got
happening?
Him coming in. Well, what's happening? You're on the show. I'm Blizzum. This is my co-host, P. Reg, baby.
We
thank you
building.
For tuning in. It's K1's Radio. Now, go ahead and say what you got to say about what we're talking about tonight. Did you hear what we said? What the show is about?
Yeah, part of it. I just can't. It's surprising that you guys speak the way you do. You probably attract a certain type of woman. But why wouldn't you? Why would you stay with a woman you have to beat up?
I wouldn't.
Leave.
I wouldn't.
So you hit her that one time and leave.
Yeah, we're probably going to be done after that. If it gets physical, we probably not. Let's be real, Elizabeth. This is called K100. I know since this is your first time calling, Elizabeth, and I see that you just called my show, let me give you how my show works. I only got one rule on this show, baby. One rule. This is a very uncut, uncensored show. We on internet radio, so we can say what we want to say. We cuss a lot and do a lot of other shit. But one rule that we got on this show, we don't do any censorship. But the one rule we got, baby, is we don't like fake people. We don't like fake talk. Now, your opinion is your opinion, but we're going to keep it 100. That's what K100 stands for. Keep it 100. Now, to keep it 100 with you, I might get into something physical with my girl. Like, and to be totally clear, I've never put my hands on a woman. You feel me? This is coming from somebody who don't even believe in hitting women. But where I'm from, you know, I've had a lot of old school women tell me, look here, if a woman feel like she's bad enough to stand up and hit you or strike you with her fist or an object, she need to be woman enough to stand there and take a goddamn smack back if she do it. You understand?
Well,
because
those are hard, rough black women. We're trying to get away from that type of energy. They
we are.
Steps away from slavery. They
right.
used to master beating the shit out of them.
Right.
When
but
they,
why would they,
when
hit
they
you?
Get out of line, you beat uh-huh. the shit out of them. So they carry that into the family. They're used to that. So when do we get away from that?
When the woman stop hitting the man first. That's the first point. Don't provoke the man.
Well,
now we.
Why won't your show should be about different types of women?
Elizabeth,
I said, it seems like you would attract a certain type of woman, like a Trina, piece of shit, or like a Nicki Mandy. I can see you wanted to hit one of them.
No, baby. Well, they all fine as hell, and we would like to, like, maybe mash one of them. You know what I'm saying? Actually, both of them. But yeah, we're not necessarily saying we want to wipe one of them, and that's not the point. The point of the show tonight is, the name of the show is called Mama Said Knock You Out. Now, the reason why I named it is because, once again, we have a lot of the old school women saying, listen, if she feel like she going to put her hands on you first, she need to be woman enough to command up and take that blowback. Now, we ain't
but
saying.
That just come about overnight. Like, you could tell by energy. Like, let's say you met a woman that speaks like you. You could pretty much guarantee one day she's going to knock you upside your head.
No.
The universe doesn't support the way you're thinking. The universe sends you energy to tell you what type of woman you have. If you take it there, then that's your choice.
I've never taken it there.
You need a woman. Okay.
I've never taken it. This is not about me. You feel
well,
me?
Your
I'm not talking about
he seems so riled up, like he's been through that before.
Have you ever hit a chick, P-Red? Let's keep it 100.
Hey, just like I say, I don't condone doing it, but I have restrained a chick from really putting her hands on me.
Yes, I have. Have you hit a chick?
No, like physically,
yeah.
Right? Nah.
Right. Neither one of us has ever hit our females, and I've had. Let me tell you, Elizabeth. Let me tell you this. One time, one of my exes, she got mad because I was getting ready to leave, and we had a little spat about me leaving or whatever. Now, listen, we ain't talking about what led up to the spat or whatever. But you know, I was sitting down eating a plate of spaghetti, a fresh plate of spaghetti, a full plate of spaghetti, dressed and ready to go and eating before I leave. Don't you know she took that plate of food, went out and scooped it up and slammed it into my face hard as she could. Spaghetti all over my clothes. Hot spaghetti all over my face. You think I would have been wrong if I'd have jumped up and slapped the motherfucking shit out of her? Hell no, I wouldn't have been wrong. Luckily for her, I didn't do it. I jumped up, yoked her ass up, put up against the motherfucking wall, and it took everything in me for me not to beat her ass. I mean, I was like, that was the closest I ever came to really whooping the motherfucking female ass. And I really felt like if I would have did it, I wouldn't have been wrong. I didn't, but if I would have did it, I would have been dead ass right for what she did. But I didn't do it.
Well, just your approach, I wish y'all would emphasize certain types of women that bring out that aggression.
Yeah, that's what
sometimes
it's about.
You could come across a guy like you who's used to those type of relationships.
Hold on, wait.
Maybe someone who has hit a woman, because you said you haven't.
No,
and you carry that over into another relationship where you shouldn't.
Right. Right, you're right about that, but what we, like I said, the premise of the show, we're not advocating domestic violence at all. Everybody pay attention. One more time, we're not advocating beating your chick. What we're saying is, when the chick strike you first, when she get violent with you first, because I'm going to tell you right now, over in, I don't know how this is, North Carolina, but right now in Georgia, if the police come to your house right now on a domestic violent call, and she got a black eye and you got a cut, both of y'all going to damn jail in Georgia. Both of y'all. Because both of y'all done took it there. They don't give a damn if the kid's there. You better call somebody to get their asses. Because she going to jail and your ass going to jail. That's how they playing
sure.
it in Georgia.
Yeah, and
right
I'm
now.
Sure black people's ghettos relationships, they just sick of dealing with it. Trying to be the mediator. They just throw both niggas in jail, basically.
Yeah, okay.
That's
you
probably
white.
Why that's happening.
No, they do it to white people here too, baby. They don't give a damn. They locking both people up. If both of them got signs of physical, both of them going, black, white, or whatever, they don't care. They're not playing with you in domestic violence. They're not playing with the women now down here either. Because a lot of times it was lopsided. You know what I'm saying? It was lopsided. And we talked about, actually, our show last night, Elizabeth, if you can have a chance to go to our website and check it out. Last night we was talking about, well, basically the last night show was called Power of the Pussy. And we're talking about, we gave 10 things about when you're a female, how you can manipulate and get over. And one of the things we talked about, our number two reason was the system is with you. Used to be back in the day, a woman could just say a man hit them. They ain't really got to have no proof, and they used to get locked up. It's not like that now. Things are changing. Now, y'all still have the upper hand on that particular subject when it comes to the criminal justice system. But at the same time, I think it's getting a little bit more even keel. I think it's only right that if a female hits the man first and then he strikes her back, that they both go to jail. Black or white or Puerto Rican or Asian, I don't care what you are.
Whatever.
You feel me?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
But she must didn't understand what I was saying at first about if, you know what I'm saying, when you win that in that relationship, huh. You know what I'm saying, even the woman should know how far to even take it with a dude before it even get to that level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I really feel like if I got to put my hands on you, I don't need to be with you.
Right.
So I'm not even going to let it escalate to that level. Well, I just feel like I gotta physically put my hands on you, and I know you can, and I know you're not gonna win.
Right. Because you know
exactly,
she ain't.
Because all the signs are there. I mean, you could tell by how someone speaks. Like you would get me excited. I could tell. Just by how you curse.
I would get you excited. How though, Elizabeth? I mean, what kind of excitement? I don't know.
Excited because you curse them.
No, I mean,
see,
listen.
Curse that escalates the situation that we were. Broader in our vocabulary and how we speak, we wouldn't have to curse. Because I watch black people go from 0 to 60 in a second because they don't have a broad vocabulary. They don't know how to express themselves. So they're going to get excited quicker than someone who's able to articulate themselves.
Actually,
I can tell somebody off without cursing. That's why my mom always taught me that. My mom's more of a classy woman. So she
right.
said you could tell somebody off without cursing. So
you
that's like foreign to some of us.
Right, I feel you, Elizabeth, but one thing about you have to understand about the guys that's over here at K100, we got sound effects like this. See, this ain't the fucking show for that shit, Elizabeth. Now, understand me. I understand. If I ever got an interview with Larry King, I'm going to pull the T.I. on him. You wouldn't believe
it. No, you're not.
Whole misconception.
I love when a brother thinks he can do that. You can't turn it off. You can't turn your energy off and on. Just like black men say, you know what I'm saying? They don't know they're saying that. When they say nigga, they don't know they're saying nigga. It's so saturated in you, you think you could turn it off. God wouldn't let you. The universe wouldn't let you. If that's how you speak, it's going to come out when you don't even know it.
Elizabeth,
and that's something I want to convey to the community. When you practice communicating a certain way, the universe is not going to let you turn it off and on.
Elizabeth, I've been in
court. Like I said, that's why black
out.
Men all sound like you guys.
Elizabeth, I have...
You can't turn slang off and on.
Elizabeth, I've had to testify in front of a jury for my life. I can turn it off. Trust me, baby, I've done it.
Your energy. All about energy. You may think you're getting over, but you're not. Just like you could put on a suit and go sit in front of a white man, and he can tell this is the way that you sound on this show, that's usually how you are. That's why I'm over 50% of black men are out of work, because they don't want that energy. At their company. It's not something you could turn off and on.
Well, one thing about
One thing about K100 over here, we ain't out of work, baby.
Right, neither one of them.
You know what I'm saying? So that 50%, we ain't even in that class.
I mean, could that be a, does that have to be a permanent thing or what?
What you mean?
See, I talk about metaphysical energy. I'm going to be doing the show soon, Black Energy News.
Right.
And that's something that black people don't think about. Metaphysical energy is something you can't control.
Oh, I feel what you're saying. Your aura, your negative, everything that surrounds you, your chi.
Yeah, it comes out through you. You can sit.
You didn't think I knew that word.
It does.
Don't do that to
you. You didn't think I knew that word, did you? Listen. Let me tell you something, Elizabeth. And I love Elizabeth because I want people like this to call my show all the time.
Yeah, she good.
Because Elizabeth has a misconception about what kind of person I am because I have decided to make this show raw, uncut. Actually, it's kind of a bit of a comedy spoof. You know, kind of like an Eddie Murphy stand-up where, you know, Eddie Murphy ain't no dumb dude, but if you ever heard him do stand-up, you feel me? You'll be like, oh, this guy just cussed so much. He's got to be an ignorant nigga when actually he's a pretty smart guy. That's kind of
okay,
what my
I'm
show is.
I'm not going to attack you because I haven't heard your other shows, and my show is going to be raw, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't curse in everyday life. To me, that's a sign of weakness, but on my show, I probably be cursing because
right.
I have a lot of resentment towards black people. This culture is a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? So
you are black, aren't you?
So, yeah.
You are black, right?
Of course.
And you got resentment towards black people?
Hell yeah. This culture is a piece of shit. Everything that represents us is a piece of shit. So when you link yourself to a piece of shit, you are a piece of shit. Just like black women's asses are glory holes. You know what a glory hole is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
And that affects the image of black women. Don't you see the hate towards black women, even that men have?
I don't hate
when
black.
You allow somebody to abuse you and use your image and represent you in a negative way, that brings resentment. How can you respect someone that doesn't respect themselves?
I don't hate black women.
Think
though.
On an energy level.
But I don't hate black women. I don't hate black women, Elizabeth.
You're getting excited, Elizabeth.
Well, that's political. I'm not excited.
I can tell in your tone.
I'm pretty. Well, if I'm not excited to the extent where I'm angry. I'm hearing what you're saying. And like I
right.
said, it would take me absorbing your energy more. I never heard your show before.
Right. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, this one is pretty toned down. If you listen to some of the shit I say, you probably would hate me.
I'm sure you would hate me, too.
No, I wouldn't. No, let me tell you why, Elizabeth. You know what? I wouldn't hate you any more than I hate Glenn Beck, any more than I hate Rush Limbaugh. You feel me? People who I don't even see politically eye to eye with. You understand? I wouldn't
like
hate
that,
you any more than
I'm
I hate
that level.
You feel me? I wouldn't hate you any more than I hate them. Now, I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like them. Do I hate them? Well, I kind of do hate Glenn Beck because I just think he's a fucking cracker to his core. And Rush Limbaugh, I kind of hate them. But like Sean Hannity, you know what I'm saying? Neil Cabuto, and you know, some of the other cats you just don't see politically eye to eye. Michael Steele, you know what I'm saying? Even John McCain. People like that who just don't see the political thing from where I look at it, I don't really hate people like that. We just differ in opinion. Now, people who feel
I'm
with hate.
I'm strong to hate people. I
right.
like strong personalities.
People who feel with hate, like, you know, and they try to mask it as if it's not, they kind of irk me. So I kind of do hate Rush Limbaugh a little bit. I think he a bitch. You understand? He just ain't got the balls to say, I really don't like niggas like that because he don't
want to
be shunned. You know what I'm saying?
He's just observed this culture in black people, and he don't like them. And I don't
right.
like this culture either.
Well, I can understand
everything that represents black people's shit.
Everything?
She said.
Name something that's in the driver's seat. Not somebody that I don't give a crap about positive black people in the back seat. I'm talking about who's driving.
What about Michelle Obama? What about the president and the first lady?
See, that's the only thing we can resort to is Michelle
wait,
Obama.
Wait, you just, wait, wait,
and
wait,
we don't
wait,
even
wait,
reflect
wait.
Their energy.
Black
people don't reflect their energy. They're like foreigners. We don't reflect their energy. That's why America doesn't even accept Obama, because of black niggas.
No,
the
no, 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 no.
You
no,
see
hold
one
on,
image
on.
Of black men, and
wait,
black
wait, wait.
Men cheer their negative energy. And that's
hold
why
on.
God's going to fuck black people up.
Elizabeth.
That's why black people are in spirit
of pain. Elizabeth! Baby, let me tell you something right now. I got to get you to pump your brakes. Give me 30 seconds. Let me tell you something, baby.
Call us back with us right quick.
We're going to get back to the subject. My line's filling up.
You can't
up here.
Ride off of Obama. Black men can't ride off of Obama.
I'm
they thought they could.
You
want
to
yeah.
let me speak, Elizabeth? Elizabeth, I'm not trying
sure.
to ride off of Obama.
It's your show.
But you just said, no, because I don't like really cutting people off and hanging up on people. I just tell you, let me get my spiel in, because I like going toe-to-toe. It's what I do. I debate.
I'm a debater. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, Elizabeth. You just said that niggas, America, niggas are the ones that don't like Obama. Let me tell you something right now. You don't see niggas out there at that motherfucking Tea Party rally with motherfucking AK-47s in their motherfucking hand. That's puss-ass crackers. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we're not going to sit up here. Now, niggas got issues. We got motherfucking problems, Elizabeth. Understand that, and I respect that opinion that you got. But I be damned if you sit here and let these motherfucking puss-ass crackers and these Tea Party motherfuckers off the motherfucking hook about this motherfucking Obama
but
shit.
But how do black men reflect Obama? Because you just do it for convenience. He's in the spotlight.
But
he's in a dominant position, so you want to ride off of him. You can't ride off his energy.
Why?
Well,
I ain't trying to
black.
Ride off. He, but
like
you just Laura
Neely Hurston said,
truth.
Just because we skin folks don't mean we kin folks.
That's all right.
I heard that.
That's all
just
right.
Just because we skin folks don't mean we kin folks.
Okay.
You
but,
can't,
what, but you just
can't
try to tell me it wasn't
Obama
none.
For convenience.
You just try to tell me one none. As soon as I said the one number, as soon as I said one, you all of a sudden you changed everything. Now we can't use Obama. I just used one. At first you told me one none. I gave you two off the top, and then you want to switch it on me, Elizabeth.
See,
come on.
First of all, I told you I resent this culture. So I'm talking about this culture. What dominates? What energy dominates in this culture, positive or negative? Who's your ambassadors? Going around the world, going places that the average black man can't go. A black man can take his college diploma and wipe his ass with it. A white felon has a better chance of getting a job than a black man.
And that's the black man's fault?
Hell yeah, yes. I'm so fucking glad that black men don't have jobs, because until you start creating jobs and be a powerful person in the community and stop standing online asking a white man for a job, hell yeah, you should be out of work. That's the most pathetic shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm a type of S.D. Fuller interview
you know
he did in 1963. He urged black people to build black business. Stop waiting online, asking who you think is racist for a job. And it's not working because the internet's here now, and white men feel the energy of black men, feel the resentment, then you're going to put on the suit, tell me, can I have a job? That shit is ludicrous. Create your own fucking job.
And that's where we're at right now, Elizabeth. You had a job right now. We're creating our own shit. So for you to sit here and tell me that it ain't no black man trying to do that shit, to me, it's just like...
I asked you, and you haven't said anybody but Obama, who we always resort to.
What you mean? I asked a whole bunch of black people.
Who's positive figures in the driver's seat, not in the back seat, not like Hill Harper, who I like. He's in the back seat. His voice, Hill... See, you don't even know who he is.
You don't even know who he is.
He's in the back seat. Actually, he's dragging in the back of the car. He's not even in the back seat. Your ambassadors are negative. Your ambassadors reflect you because God already said whoever you stand by reflects you. Whatever you stand by, that's the energy that you – it's sort of like, you know, when Moses came down the mountain and the Israelites were dancing around false idols.
Uh-huh.
What did God do? He destroyed the whole community. Well, actually, Moses had to beg him not to kill everybody. He said, okay, I'll just kill all the first sons. I won't kill everybody. I'll just kill all the first sons. So as long as we keep highlighting this type of culture, we will suffer spiritually. Don't you see it happening?
All right.
Forget resources. See, we get confused because materialistic things we think we overcame. No. We live in a technology-advanced society that can confuse you. You think you succeed, and you're not. We in spiritual pain, and it's going to get worse and worse because you don't highlight negativity. You don't let negativity represent you. You like Gucci Mane. You like Lil Wayne. He's ready to come back out. He's in jail now writing rhymes. He's in jail right now writing rhymes. He knows when he comes back, a nigga like you
Elizabeth.
Got his back.
Elizabeth. All right.
I'm too strong for y'all.
Hold on, Elizabeth. See, the problem that you have is you never heard my show. Because if you heard my show, then you would put this gun in your head and blow your brains out. That's negative. But let me tell you why I'm negative. Because first of all, I hate Gucci Mane, and I don't even like Lil Wayne. So therefore,
I want to hear that voice more from black men. When I put black men on the spot, I don't want to hear that. Every time I put a black man on the spot, he says that. I want to hear that voice. I want to hear the contrast. The whole world should see the contrast of positive black men saying, that's not me, that's not me, that's
it's
not me. Black
time
people,
home.
We're used to chitlins and pig feet. See, we're used to chitlins and pig feet, so any type of represent, representation, any type of scraps make us feel good. Just like Dick Sisters, how are you going to let the lowest standard motherfucker stand up in the world and say, I think she's beautiful? You equate black thick women with shit. Black thick women, when I see a black thick sister's ghetto, is low class, and that's why men of status, when they get to the top, they have the skinniest bitch they can find. They don't dig thick women. So you hand your image over to shit, that's what you become. Shit, period. Simple metaphysics.
Okay, Elizabeth, I appreciate you calling my show, Elizabeth. I went toe-to-toe with Elizabeth for about a good 10, 15 minutes on the show. I normally don't do that, but I appreciate you calling, Elizabeth.
Okay, stay tuned.
Don't hang up now. Don't stay tuned. Don't hang up now.
Well, I'm going to listen to you on the internet. I got an article I'm going to do, an S.P. Fuller article. Maybe
okay.
I'll lead you to it.
All right.
All right.
My email address is k100radio@gmail.com. Now, Elizabeth has taken me totally off the path of my fucking show. You understand? But I let Elizabeth know. Let me tell you why I let Elizabeth have that spiel. Because this is K100 Radio, and I let a motherfucker say what they want to say. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to let her go ahead and get all of that out. Let her get all that.
Move side.
You know what I'm saying? I sue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Elizabeth had that shit picked up in her. You understand what I'm saying?
She had to get it off her chest.
She sounded like one of these black people that we always come across that's almost embarrassed of us. But I goddamn must, in fact, give Elizabeth motherfucking 5 shots through her motherfucking dome. All right, Elizabeth, now, don't log off, baby. I let you run on my show, which I normally don't do. Normally, I cut a motherfucker off, but I didn't because I like the challenge. I like that you wanted to feed me the shit that you was trying to feed me. You like Glenn Beck and them. You try to make me believe your way, but there's no doing that. You understand what I'm saying? Because I refuse to let you sit here and demean black people. And you be black yourself. To me, that's the most idiotic shit I ever heard.
Hey, but you know
what? Now, the thick sisters, the thick sister thing, Beyonce thick. Is she not beautiful? She thick. Trina got a nice ass on or whatever. She's saying that women with big asses are low class and ghetto. I don't know. Where the fuck are my black women at that's listening to this show? I see a whole bunch of y'all motherfuckers on the line. Y'all scared of that motherfucker? Y'all scared to say something back to her?
You know what's
fuck y'all doing?
You know what's
I got like
about?
7 black women on my line. I know they were sitting there listening to Elizabeth, and all of them act like hoes. None of them raised their hands.
You know
y'all scared of Elizabeth? Let me tell you why I don't give a shit about what Elizabeth thinks. Because first of all, this is my motherfucking show, and it's K100. And if you think it's motherfucking negative, you welcome to hang the fuck up and kill your fucking self. That's the first fucking thing. All right? I cuss a lot on this show just because it's that kind of show. Elizabeth told me I like Gucci Mane and Lil Wayne. You understand what I'm saying? Well, she don't even know me. She obviously has never listened to the show. And know that we absolutely don't advocate dumb fucking rap. You understand what I'm saying? Because we artists and producers over here ourselves. And if she heard half of the fucking music I played on this fucking show, she wouldn't fucking think that shit. But I digress.
Hey, but you know what? She contradicted herself. She said, I think people that cuss are weak. Now, when you gave her those, like, I just stood back and let y'all win because you kept telling me to hold on.
Right.
So when you gave her that and she started to lay down and lay down and lay down, she weak.
Maybe Elizabeth is weak.
Yeah, maybe you made her curse.
Maybe Elizabeth is not the kind of nigga that I really think get down
just
with. My bad, Elizabeth, not nigga, the kind of black woman that I can really get down with. You understand what I'm saying?
Just because we skin folks, we ain't kin folks.
Exactly.
So if it was a motherfucking ride going on between black and motherfucking white, who the fuck you going to stand with? Who going to have your motherfucking back?
Because it ain't the fucking Tea Party crackers. Get it right, Elizabeth. Get it motherfucking right. We don't got our own shit. You understand what I'm saying? No, we don't got our motherfucking job. Guess why, Elizabeth? Because we was brung over these motherfucking slaves. We behind these motherfucking white folks because they got them systematically made it that way. We didn't make it this motherfucking way. We really didn't even ask to be the fuck over this bitch, but we here. We doing the best we can, Elizabeth.
And she
said, I won't let Elizabeth or anybody else call my fucking show and try to put on the motherfucking front like it's all on niggas. The reason why niggas don't own too much. What if that case, goddamn it, who fought this? We all don't have 40 acres and a mule in our family line. At least we supposed to get it.
She said, What really killed me is...
I mean, it's a whole bunch of shit that Elizabeth said.
I'm glad that,
black
motherfucking men ain't got no... Nigga, do you...
First of all, she talking to two motherfucking employed black men and the owner of a motherfucking business. Where the fuck is you talking about, Elizabeth? I own three companies. I got to do three sets of W-2s and W-9s and shit every year. I'm a businessman and I make over $60,000 at my white job. And I say fuck shit, ass, bitch, cunt, dick, and everything else on my fucking show because it's my fucking show and I can say what the fuck I want to. You don't like my chin? Can you fucking say? It's my motherfucking show. It's what the fuck I want to do. It's what the fuck I want to say. Now, I let her have a spill.
Hold on.
I let her have a spill because... I let her have a spill because I just wanted her to get it off her chest.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to talk over it. Because I've heard my show back, and when people are trying to go back and forth, and never, you can't really hear neither one of us.
Yeah.
So I go ahead and let her do it. I had to let her get off the air before I really just say what I really wanted to say. But I was going to give her the floor. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like shows that don't give their callers the floor. I will give her the floor, and I gave her a big chunk of my show. That's why I'm going to spend a couple more seconds breaking this shit down for Elizabeth.
But you know
and Elizabeth is black.
I know, but you know what?
That's really the worst part about Elizabeth is that she's black. If she was white, it wouldn't even be so bad.
Yeah.
But she black. That's the worst part about it. She black.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, Elizabeth. Yes, Elizabeth.
Hold on. You know
the,
what?
The chains and the whips and the fucking bitches dropping their ass in the video and all that shit, Elizabeth. Yes, Elizabeth. That reflects us in a negative light, Elizabeth. You right about that. You understand what I'm saying? You right. But we do have black senators, congressmen. Well, not senators because Obama left. He's trying to get us one, but then he was kind of fucked up. Rob LaGuardia gets fucked all that shit up. Anyway, we got black business owners, athletes, entrepreneurs. We got a whole bunch of positive black people. No, they don't get into the light. No, they don't get it shine. But I think the only place you're talking about glorifying or shining in that is motherfucking BET. But if you pick up a fucking Black Enterprise magazine or a Jet magazine every now and again, Elizabeth, and stop reading. I don't know what the fuck Elizabeth might read.
She researched.
Obviously, she don't read none of those fucking magazines.
She researched. She doing a lot.
She only judging it by the source and BET and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
As if that's the only motherfucking place you can goddamn check and see what black people got going on. So who fucking fault is that? I don't know. All right, I'm through with this bitch.
Okay.
Anyway.
First, let me say this before you even go any further. She caught up here and said, this would really disturb me. You know what I'm saying? It disturbed me a little because she said, I love putting black men on the spot. Like, our IQ is so fucking low just because we doing an internet radio and we want to cuss and say what we want to say for entertainment.
Right. Because the show ends for entertainment.
You trying to call
I'm not trying to punish. I'm not trying to punish off as a news show, Elizabeth. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be raw and uncut. If you read the description of the fucking show, you would know that. That's my niche. That's my thing. I'm shock radio.
Hey,
I'm not trying to be CNN. I'm trying to be Howard Stern, bitch. Pay attention. The fuck is wrong with you?
Shay,
go ahead, Shay. This bitch that took me off
court. I just have to give you props for being a true gentleman and letting her even say all of that bullshit. Secondly, I had almost forgotten that there are still some narrow-minded, backwards-ass thinking people like her.
It's called Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch!
Like,
look it up! I know you know what it is, Elizabeth. I know you know what it is, Elizabeth. I know what it is, too. Go ahead, Shay.
I had to really just sit here and listen, because I always log on first. And I really had to just absorb what she was saying, because she contradicted herself so many times.
Exactly.
Just in that brief, what she was saying. And,
exactly.
You know, just to prove how ignorant she was sounding herself. I mean, just because you talk a certain way, that is in no way a reflection of a general. She's just generalizing how black people as a whole are. Okay, yeah, if you get excited talking about something, that means you are passionate about it. That does not mean you got to go out and beat somebody. That means that you have a voice. That means that shows that you are passionate about what you are saying when you get excited about something. I'm so pissed off from hearing what she just said.
I'm not mad at you.
Because as a black woman, okay, and then to have some black woman talking shit like this about our black people, come on, where the fuck do they do that at? Yes, I said, where the fuck do they do that at?
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, and here she is. She totally contradicted herself. Here are two black men, businessmen, doing something positive, and she want to ask you for some examples. How about the two black men whose show you just called? How about some examples of black people doing something positive right there? How about some examples of somebody owning their own shit, providing, you know, some potential jobs for somebody else? You want to have some examples? How about some examples of that shit?
I don't know what to tell her. I don't know what to tell you, Elizabeth.
Look, how about some
Elizabeth? Elizabeth, that was another black woman. I can see. I like when people like Shay. I don't mind you calling up here and not using any profanity and all that. You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, you can feel free to cuss the motherfucker bitch out because this is K100. This is my motherfucking show. I could get all intelligent, whatever, but I really don't feel the need to do it at this particular
That's
moment.
That's my point. That's your show. That's your business. You can do
this what
you want.
This is
what
the fuck I do. This is how my show is created. It's the niche of my show. It's to be outlandish.
You're not on fucking Wall Street. This is the K100 show. That's your show. That's how you designed it.
Right, that's what I
She need to really see us interact out in the hood and like, man,
Thank
we
you.
Motherfucking
Thank
give
you.
Back. We
right.
give back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, I'm going to tell
I
you something.
No idea.
She has taken my show all the way up.
Listen, I just want to put this out here, man. It's every year, man. Look, every year, a friend of mine and all of my partners and my comrades, we get together. If you don't know nothing about me, man, we have an organization called the Women and Gentlemen of 112 where we give away book bags and do hair for the girls and cut the little boys' hair. Man, we give back. You know what I'm saying? So how can you really say black people, like, we not doing that? I always give back every year to the hood. Anybody know me? P-Rays, man, come on now. This is what we do.
All right, Shay.
Prime example right there.
All right, Shay. So moving right along. Please, let's get back to the subject at hand. Elizabeth has hijacked my show. I let Elizabeth hijack my show for like 30 minutes of my show, man. But I love that kind of shit. When we play this episode back, it was well worth it. It was well worth those 30 minutes.
Hey, Elizabeth, I got
four shows. I got four shows a week, Elizabeth. I'm here at 8 o'clock every day, baby. We can do it every day. I ain't going to let your ass get fucking 30 minutes of my shit next time, though.
Elizabeth, I got one answer for you. One question. Kiss the pink part of my ass. How about that?
We matching that bitch. But I still got love for Elizabeth, and I hope
she
still listens.
Yeah, we do. You know,
and I want Elizabeth to call back, because she'll be one of my favorite callers, because I know she's going to bring it every time.
Yeah, she's going
to
song wrestle.
Every time.
Look, read a little more.
I like her. She
read
got
a little
fuck.
More.
She got fucked like a black girl. Oh, my bad.
Elizabeth, just put
her in the category with us.
All right, Shay. Shay,
put her in the category with us.
All right, Shay, I'm sorry. She's not like y'all.
No,
okay.
She is not.
All right, Shay, let's get out to it, Shay. We're back on the subject. Episode 25, Mama Said Knock You Out. If a fucking female put their fucking hands on a man, she hit his ass in the head with a fry pan, punch him in the fucking face, or whatever, a lot of old school black women say, damn it, if she hard enough to sit there and strike a man or hit a man, goddamn it, she need to be woman enough to take that shit. That's why the name of the show is Episode 25, Mama Said Knock You Out.
A.K.A. Kill Elizabeth.
Right. Okay.
Look,
go ahead, Shay. I already know how you feel about it, but go ahead. We can go toe to toe topic.
I'm gonna reiterate it, like what I said on the page.
Right.
A woman should know her place. Okay. I might get, you know, a lot of hands raised when I say that. You don't do something that's gonna provoke a man to do something to you like that in the first place. I mean, you know that he's gonna hit harder if he hits you back. Why are you gonna even go up there and hit like that? I mean, why would you even do that?
Right. That's the whole point we're trying to get. We ain't talking about hitting her for nothing. We're talking about she hit you first. She hit you first.
You created the situation.
You started the whole shit once you did it. Now, I understand that a man hitting a woman is going to be way harder. It's going to fuck her up more than it's going to fuck you up. But the point is, for whatever reason, y'all ended up going there, which if it's got to get physical, y'all really should break up anyway before it even get physical. If you feel like you might get physical. But even if you, for some reason, the shit just pop off at that moment and she get physical with you, God damn it, I ain't saying, listen, I'm not advocating violence against women. I already said that at the beginning of the show. I'm talking about basic, you hit a motherfucker, you should expect to get hit back. They teach you that shit in school. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Natural reaction.
Exactly. And so a lot of the old school women, they be telling you that. They tell their daughters, look here, man. Don't you strike a damn man, because goddamn it, that man might strike you back. That's what the old school women in my family say.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
If
she didn't hit you, if she just, you know what I'm saying, said some shit, got all up in your face and called you all kind of fuck niggas and you little dick motherfucker and blah blah blah, that's all cool. You can walk off from that, homie. You understand what I'm saying? But if she physically do something to you, she physically strike you with an object or her hand, not with a closed fist, but you can go ahead and slap that motherfucker and let her know, goddammit, what the fuck the business is. You don't put your motherfucking hands on nobody unless you want to get your hands put on you.
Oh, I got to speak on
that. I never advocate closed fist punching a female because as a man, I'm 6'1", 230 pounds. I'll break a bitch jaw. It's going to hurt. It's going to just fuck her up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? If the motherfucker hit me with some shit, if I open hand slap the fucking piss out of her ass and leave a hot red mark across her fucking face about that bullshit, I feel like I'm well within my rights.
Hey, I just got to say this. This is going to be moving forward a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It's still on this same situation.
Right.
About women staying in women's place.
Right.
But I just got to put this out here. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that was at Pit Ups that night when this gay chick got out of line with me,
uh-huh,
about her chick looking in my face and how I chucked her ass off just like I told her ass.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to just say it right here. Bitch, after I drag your ass out here, because you look like a nigga,
uh-huh,
when these motherfucking police come up, don't motherfucking say, hey, that nigga hit me and I'm a lady.
Right.
Because bitch, instead of here looking like a nigga, acting like a nigga, so that's where I'm finna motherfucking get to. You did.
Right.
So look here, bitch. Kill your motherfucking self.
You still couldn't hit her, Pete. Did you hit her?
No, I ain't hit her.
Should have hit her.
But the way I chopped her off, she knew that. She ain't even want it.
Right.
She ain't even want it the way I went on.
Right.
And anybody at Pit Ups that night when I got in the club, thank y'all niggas for buying me all the motherfucking drinks and my dances, niggas. You know what I'm saying? For keeping my cash because I stood the fuck up, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, nigga.
Right. All right, we're going
to
the point
exactly. That's my point exactly. She stepped to you like a man, so
that's
whatever.
Right.
If you had whatever you brought, she would have just wore it like a man. She would have wore that ass whooping just like a man.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right, appreciate it, Shay. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Stay on the line, Shay. All right, I'm going to more callers. I see y'all raising your hand. I know y'all had your hand up a little while ago. We got hijacked for 30 minutes, but we back. We're going to the line.
What's
Randy, what's happening, homie?
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah, you jumped on the subject. When you came to the house, told me to listen about it. Now I'll tell you my story today about it.
Right.
But to your listeners, maybe I need to tell them what happened with me. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was at my brother's wedding, right?
Right.
He getting married, my ex, who I got two kids by, you know what I'm saying? After the wedding, she's going to try to put the kids in my car, like, you know what I'm saying? You taking the kids with you, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to put my groove on, or whatever, for the night. But she brought the damn kids off, so she's trying to open up my car door. You know, we're charging the wall. I'm inside of the car, trying to pull my door closed, and then she trying to open it, trying to put the kids in. What I told her three motherfucking times, break off my fucking door off my car. You were like, she was pulling on it like she was going to break the handle off the car. So I got out of my motherfucking car to push her ass off of me. Then she coming at me like she was about to goddamn raise up and hit me. So I pushed her ass again, and she fell on the ground. That's when everybody in the get got in between. So she got mad because like everybody was on my side, and she going to call the motherfucking police. And guess what happened when she called?
You got locked up.
The motherfucker got locked up.
You got locked up. Fuck the police. Now let me tell you why, Randy. That's some bullshit. First of all, the bitch is dead wrong for trying to goddamn... Was it your turn to take the kids that night? Was it your turn for custody that night?
No. She brought the kids there, but she assumed that, you know, she gonna give me the kids without giving no clothes or whatever, like she usually do, you know what I'm saying? She said, I got it, you know, I'm taking the fucking kids, you got them tonight. You know, I'm like, you brought the damn kids, so you take them, you know what I'm saying? I got shit I'm gonna do tonight, I'm gonna, you know, whatever, she was trying to fuck
right
up my plan.
Right. You finna celebrate with your brother with his wedding and all this other shit, right? You know what I'm saying? With the family.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck her. The bitch was wrong. Now, did you punch her? Did you hit her?
No, I pushed her, but she fell on the ground. So she get all mad and shit, looking like a fool. And you know what she do? It get on the phone and call the fucking police.
And you went to jail for pushing her because she was trying to get in your car door when you was trying to tell her, fuck that, you finna go. And then you got locked the fuck up.
And then she gonna call her nigga up there.
And what the fuck
you
needed
support.
Wait. What was he gonna do but the nigga? I know you ain't called this motherfucking nigga over to my brother wedding, bitch, for him to die. But anyway, that's how I feel about it. And that's exactly what probably would have happened fucking with me and mine. All right, Randy, we giving you a motherfucking goddamn official pass. Mash that motherfucking punk ass baby mama you got. The hoe was dead wrong.
But you know what? Nah, I'm feeling like I should have just went on ahead and hit the bitch. Then
no,
I went
no,
to
Randy.
Death.
No, Randy. No. Because the purpose of the night show
but
is...
I know, but I didn't do it.
That's right. You did the right thing because she didn't hit you. You feel me? You had to push her ass the fuck down because she wouldn't let go of your fucking car, though, which you was well within your fucking rights to do. And if you don't feel like Randy was within his rights to push that motherfucking bitch off his car, though, yeah. Fuck you, too. That go for everybody listening. I'm on your side on this, Randy. All right?
You don't want to try to come at me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on your side, Randy.
Like you about to raise up and hit me. But
right.
I had to show her. Don't fucking play with me.
But you didn't hit her, though. You just pushed her on the ground.
No, just pushed.
All right, Randy. I'm giving Randy a round of fucking applause. You got a problem with it? Hit the fucking number one, bitches. All right, Randy. I'm going home and stay on the line.
All right.
I had to let the homie get that off his motherfucking chest because he had told me about that earlier. He's like, man, I'm calling to your show, man, and tell you what happened to me. See, that's the type of bullshit I'm talking about. Yesterday on the show, Power of the Motherfucking Pussy, that was episode 24, category number two, the second top reason of why motherfucking it's good to have a pussy is the shit just like that right there. You got a motherfucking pussy, you call damsel in distress, niggas go to jail when that bitch dead wrong. Type of shit I'm motherfucking talking about with these punk-ass motherfucking hoes, you understand? That's why when a bitch stand up and want to go toe-to-toe with a nigga like she a motherfucking man. Yeah. Go ahead, my mama said knock that hoe out. 561, you on the motherfucking air. K100, go ahead.
Yes, you know this motherfucking Tracy in the house representing the 561.
What time for the roll checking in? I see everybody else. Major, I see you. 678, I see you. I'm coming. Hold on, Major. Hold on, 678. Hold on, 850. I'm coming to your phone. Go ahead, Tracy.
All I gotta say is about all these niggas, right? They quit to jump on a woman, but when a nigga approach them or say something to them, be quiet. You can hear a rat piss on carpet, a pin drop, bits and birds chirping, chirp. But they quit to jump on the motherfucking hoe, though. They always ready to jump on their wife and stuff and to get them in order, but they can't never get no nigga in order. That's all I'm talking about. Those pussy ass niggas. Now, they can do it to a woman, but they can't do it to a nigga. Now, what about them?
I'm going to mash them for you, Tracy. Yeah! Because them niggas some motherfucking hoes. But, Tracy.
Exactly.
That is
exactly.
Not what we... But you are trying to hijack my show like Elizabeth did earlier. I'm going to let you do it. My show got hijacked for like 30 fucking minutes to other goddamn Sadiddy bitch a minute ago. You understand? I ain't going to let it go down twice tonight in one show. Listen, Tracy. Don't hijack
What's
my show. Thing? My show is about women who strike their man first, who actually physically hit them first. Now, if you
think a dude should still walk away. Now, if you done hit him by 20, 30, 50, 60 times, if you really, you know what I'm saying, you going to cause him some harm or something, then yeah, maybe then he need to hit you back. But if, you know, you just hit him with them powder puffs and stuff, that don't get no nigga the right to knock your ass out. No, it don't. Because you know she's just probably trying to get attention from him, or, you know, she just upset or whatever. But a girl punches ain't going to hurt him like no nigga punches, you know what I'm saying? And then it's also that punch that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't hitting you with all my might, I'm just hitting you. And then it's that I'm trying to kill your ass, hit you. It's a whole different, you know what I'm saying? It's two
right.
Different versions.
You're right, Tracy.
People that have been involved in domestic violence, they know what I'm talking about.
Tracy, all of y'all, everybody checking in on the second hour. My line's filling up, but you missed the part where I said I'm not saying I never advocate any man really close fist, hauling
right.
off punching a motherfucking female, and never. I don't give a fuck
right.
what she do to you, homie, because you literally me being the size I am, if I strike a woman with all my might, I could ruin my life because I might kill her ass. You feel what
exactly.
I'm saying? So I would never do that. I never advocate no grown man doing that. I'm saying a quick spark across a motherfucking cheek with an open fist, an open hand slap, not something that's going to blood it. I ain't talking about pummeling this bitch like literally how some niggas, when you see a bitch and they just like God damn, you know what I'm saying? Bruce,
yeah,
black,
yeah, yeah.
Black,
I don't see
black,
her with two black eyes, right? They can't see it all. Yeah, they ride, feel around, trying to feel where, you know what I'm saying, where they going and stuff.
No, that ain't right. Hell, listen, all you niggas that done did all that, niggas see me if you got a problem. I ain't talking about that, Trees. I'm talking about this woman literally putting her hands on you. I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with goddamn giving a motherfucking one across the motherfucking cheek. Now, like I said before, I have never done it myself, even though I had a fucking instance where I should have done it, and I still didn't do it. You feel me? I'm not saying that I did it. I ain't talking about me.
You did the right thing because you about to be in the county jail right now. So you did the right thing. Don't do it.
Maybe so, depending on where you at, because in goddamn Clayton County, Georgia, motherfucker, we both going. You hit me, I hit you. We both going.
Well, I'm saying about Palm Beach. You'll be sitting in the county for a minute because there's no bond with domestic.
Right.
Got to see the judge, baby.
Power of the Pussy. See episode 24, category number 2. That's the type of shit we're talking about, right?
I remember when I go to Palm, the motherfucking Pete. I'm going to tell you this like this, too. Bitch, goddamn, ease on before you get peed on, bitch, because
you know
I can't
saying?
Fuck with you.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, you better hope it ain't no holiday weekend, bitch. No, all weekend.
God damn. But for real, though, that's all we talking about. So, I mean, ain't you ever heard an old school woman tell you that shit right there, though, Teresa? Like, God damn it, if you feel like you got done bad enough to hit him, you need to take him. You ain't never heard an old school lady say that?
Well, whatever, child. Well, like I said, though, you can't hit no woman like you hit no man.
I didn't say that. No,
like
I ain't
saying
hit
that
to the man.
That's just why y'all niggas don't step on punks like that, because y'all know the punks is really a man. They might whoop your ass.
Hold on,
hold on.
You got the wrong motherfucking niggas you talking to right here, nigga. Not only will you motherfucking throw punches, motherfucker, we throwing bullets behind them, nigga. I don't motherfucking play. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me go
I'm throwing punches and bullets at pussy niggas, period, point blank.
Hey, look, let me go
you understand
ahead
what I'm
this,
saying?
This,
but, you know, go ahead, P-Red.
Look, the what he's saying is, this is what we talking about tonight. A woman that sparks the man first. It's like this. I don't give a damn what you saying. If you not hitting the man with all your might, you need the topic is
you hit
don't him. Motherfucking start
put,
it up.
Don't put your fucking hands on the
don't
nigga.
Don't start it.
Keep your fucking hands to your goddamn self.
That's
and
all
I
keep y'all keep y'all dick
to
y'all motherfucking self then. Yeah, bitch, y'all put hands on y'all head. Keep y'all dick to y'all motherfucking self.
That. I'm glad you fucking said that, Tracy.
Because you give us a pussy, you
know what I'm saying? You feel me? So what you're saying is, just because that man did some other shit that didn't even include putting his hands on you, you got the right to put his hands on him. Because he fucking other female,
right.
You the right to hit that nigga.
Man, you slow motion.
Damn right. Damn right. Because he should have called me. He should have called me and said, I'm going to fuck this hoe, and it's over. That's what he should have called me and told me before he did it. If he do that, then I got the right bitch to motherfucking go off, motherfucking ram my car in this shit, motherfucking set this shit on fire, motherfucking bleach this shit. I got the right to do all that because he should have called me before he fucked the hoe and told me he finna do all that.
Yeah! Hey, ask your motherfucking ass.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Smoke it.
Yeah, right. You see, that's that bullshit. That's, see? Treaty is the reason why I made this show, nigga.
I know. What's she doing?
This motherfucker's right now. That's why I did this show.
I know.
Now, y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? I had to ask.
That's right. Treaty tell the fucking wrong. That's right.
That's why I made this fucking show. Because y'all motherfucking females love to put y'all hands on a nigga when a nigga didn't do it to you first and then want to call them motherfucking crackers when a nigga got
you. You hit me. You slapped the shit out of me. When you fucked that hoe, you slapped the shit out of me.
No, he didn't.
That was the first part.
Physically or mentally? Right, yeah, that's what I thought.
Right.
Hey, that's what I thought. Snickle that up, baby.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm glad Tracy called because I knew I asked a whole bunch of motherfuckers like her. Hey, Tracy, you talking that motherfucking shit about soft ass niggas? Why you ain't check that motherfucking hoe, nigga?
Yeah, nigga.
Why you ain't check that hoe about your dick?
I don't want to get shot by the hoe. I would do better if she knew better. So, you know what I'm saying? They can't help it. Trick that told y'all that a long time ago.
Did you hear my other caller earlier? Elizabeth.
I'll tell you like this here, man.
I miss Elizabeth. What Elizabeth said.
Don't worry about it. You don't want to hear it. If you'd have been on the line, I would have opened up the lines and let you and her go toe to toe. All right, you need to go back and listen to this episode and listen to what the fuck Elizabeth said about y'all beautiful black women. She dragged y'all ass. She's black. Hey, listen, I'm dead for real. You need to go back when this show is over, Tracy, and listen to what Elizabeth said.
And I guarantee you
about y'all
back.
Black women.
And you'll call back and change your fucking comments. I bet you after that.
Right.
I bet you.
Listen to what she said about y'all black women, Tracy. Elizabeth, what's up, baby? I'm going to mash your ass all night, Elizabeth. This is what the fuck I do. It's the nature of my fucking show, Elizabeth.
Slam through your mask, motherfucking Tracy.
I wish I would have had some real black women on the line when you was talking that shit that would have stand up and went toe-to-toe with your motherfucking ass. I ain't want to just go the fuck off because I would have...
They don't want to sleep. All them real women, they sleep already. Anyway.
All right, just jump on to the next line. I got to go, baby. All right.
All right.
Peace out. All right, man. 678-571. Major, you next. 678.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
Coco Smooth.
What it do, baby? Thanks for calling back.
What's
going on, baby? Run it down to us.
Nothing. I was calling to comment on the poll for today.
Go ahead.
Okay, as far as a woman putting their hands on a man, I don't think anyone in a relationship should be putting their hands on anyone. And so if a woman put her hands on a man first, knock the bitch up under the table.
Right, Coco Smooth. That's what my motherfucking aunties and them told me. Bitch, thinks
right.
She bad. Bitch, want to motherfucking hit you. Just like Tracy,
right.
She said. It's a lot of women like Tracy, the reason why I did this show, because there's so many women that feel they totally justified when they catch their nigga fucking another broad that it's okay for them to goddamn fuck up their car, hit their ass, ram their, you know, cut their clothes, all that. They feel like all that is even because he fucked another woman. He didn't do nothing.
I ain't saying all that now. I ain't saying, you know, about the clothes cutting and all that. That's something different. But, you know,
oh,
you put
shit.
Your hands on somebody, that's a whole different thing. You don't put your hands on nobody. You just go ahead, take you 10 minutes, ride around, walk outside, woo-saw, whatever. But don't put your hands on nobody.
I take that. It ain't even no right for you to fuck that man car shit up.
I don't give a flying fuck.
You
man.
Feel me? It ain't no right. It don't give you the right to even do that, Coco Smooth. It don't give you the right to do that. No, he don't. He don't give you the right to that.
Bitch better not fuck up. Never mind, man. I'm telling you, man.
Hey, man. If a nigga got... I'm going to tell you right now. If you fuck up... If a nigga fuck abroad and you fuck up his whole wardrobe and fuck up his 26s and bust his windows out and he motherfucking... I'm giving him a pass on K100 too. You should have got your motherfucking shit sparked.
That's
true. Fuck you.
Well,
what the fuck?
I wouldn't do that, but, you know, so I know some females that will do that, but me personally, I wouldn't do that. But,
right.
But the hand, putting your hands on, that's a definitely no-no.
Right.
And
okay.
Then as far as the Elizabeth chick, I was actually doing my homework when she was calling in, so I ain't pressed one. But, yeah, she sound quite ignorant, you know, to say that you despise something that you're a product of, I just don't get it at all.
Right. I mean, Elizabeth, I hope Elizabeth is still, Elizabeth, you're going to get mashed all night by the K100 listeners because, I mean, frankly, all we do is keep it 100 over here. That's the name of the show. And to keep it 100, you need your ass.
Yeah.
You need a three-piece, baby. Wake the fuck up. No matter how much you want to despise niggas, no matter how much you want to be ashamed of us niggas, when I see you, nigga, you understand? Of us black people, you understand what I'm saying, baby? No matter how much you ashamed of us, baby, one thing about that shit, you are us. There is no denying it. You happy as a lot of black people out of work? You happy we ain't got no businesses? Why the fuck would you be happy about that, Elizabeth? Why would you be happy about that? It don't make no sense. As if it's our fault. As if we the ones who had slavery going for 400 fucking years. You got the Willis bad, baby. I wish they had the motherfucking pill for you, bitch.
Yeah.
Mashing you all night, Elizabeth. But feel free to hit my line back, and I open up the line so you and some of these motherfucking real black females can go toe-to-toe, baby. All right.
Not only that though, if she really knew the people who she's praising or the white folks or whatnot, if she knew how they really thought about her, she'd probably change the way that she's sitting there praising them like they Jesus or whatever.
Right. I'm sorry everybody who's just tuning in, but we had a lady named Elizabeth calling a black woman who just I don't even know what the fuck to say about Elizabeth. And I let her hijack my fucking show for like 30 fucking minutes. It took me all off topic, but we back on topic.
It's okay.
Episode 25.
It's alright.
Mama said knock you out. Appreciate that, Coco Smooth, for calling in, baby.
You're welcome.
All right. Major, you're on the air, homie. Go ahead. Yo, Major. Major! Damn it! Major, hit me back! I don't hear you, dog. Hold on, let me try and open your line back up again. Major! Alright. Call me back, Major. I tried to go to your line, homie. I can't hear you or something. Either hang up or call me back, or I don't know. What's up with that? Alright. Veronica McFreakin'-Nair.
What's up, Apple?
What's happening? I see
Greg,
you had your hair.
What's going on?
Miss B, what's happening, baby?
Go ahead, baby. Run it down to
You know what? I don't know what Miss Elizabeth said, but
Veronica, you got to go back after the show is over, Veronica. Go back and go to the site,
baby,
and listen to the show. She was on some real other shit. And I wanted, I wish you was on the line. I wish you was on the line. I wish you was on the line. Shay was on the line. I wish Keisha Elk was on the line when she was on here saying all that shit, so I could have had some women goddamn mash her. Because I let her go on. I tried to be a gentleman and let her get her spiel out. But everybody who listened to my show knew I was going to mash that motherfucker after I got her off the line. I just didn't want to overtalk her because my show don't sound really good when two people trying to talk. You can't really hear the shit. Major, I see you coming to your home.
I think that's a chemical imbalance. I think that's something more than, and I don't know, but that's got to be some deep-rooted mess there. That's not even logical. I mean, it's just not logical. And I can honestly say that there are some things that my people do that I am disappointed in that I wish we wouldn't do, but I'm not going to say that I'm happy that we're doing bad or I'm happy that this happened or misfortune happened. No, these
right.
are my people. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
what is going on is just a product of what has happened 400 some odd years ago, and it's a trickle-down effect. So it's going to probably get a little bit worse before it gets better. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But as far as people putting their hands on each other, I've heard it said. I've not heard my mom say that, because my mom will throw some punches, and she'll go toe-to-toe. That's just her. Now, I don't believe in doing that. I mean, if I got to touch you, if I feel like I got to pull out a knife or I got to put my hands on you, then I need to walk away, because I ain't trying to get hit by no brother. I ain't scared of one, but I ain't trying to get hit. I don't believe in, you know, women, we're just weaker. And I think because we are, that's the only way we feel that we can get back at a guy is to put our hands on him. I'm not saying I do it. I'm not saying I condone any woman that does it. But, you know, we just don't need to be doing that. And, I mean, if you slap her, if a sister or any woman hit a dude, she just subject to what happens. I mean, it's like a reflex. If you hit somebody, they coming back at you. So if you get the reflex in the jaw, then you shouldn't have swung. You see what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about it.
That's all we saying, ladies. Pay attention. That's all we saying. Just because your man screw another woman don't give you the right to put your hands on her. Just like if that man catch you with another dude, it don't give him the right to beat your ass either. You understand?
And, I mean, well, then you can say it don't give you the right to pull out a gun, because, you know, you laying in the bed with somebody and you get caught, you subjected to anything. So, you know, I'd probably rather take one across the eye than a bullet to the head. I mean, if I had
to... Well, you know, temporary insanity is a defense that has worked in the past. You know, temporary insanity, you know, on the Oxygen channel, they call it SNAP. The show is called SNAP, okay? Okay, I'm just saying.
Don't lay next to your old lady while she's watching.
Right.
She's learning something, fellas.
Right.
She's fucking cutting her eyes at you.
You might have a flashback.
Yeah,
all right,
no.
All right, Veronica, I got a couple more people out back. Thank you for chiming in, baby. All right.
All right, baby. Peace
right.
out.
Yo, Major.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, homie?
I had a little technical difficulty there earlier, but yeah, man, I'm going to tell you what upset me about this shit. We got our own black leaders and black people in our community advocating women hit men. I'll be sitting back listening to Bazin and Sharpton, and they be talking about this, and they be sitting there getting on the men. What can she do to you? You need to walk away. Now, any nigga that's ever been in this situation know if you try to walk away, that woman going to follow your ass and still try to whoop
your ass. Exactly. Exactly. Now, exactly. Say it again. Ain't no walking away when that motherfucking bitch tripping. Ain't no walking away, nigga. You try to walk away, you're going to catch that pain in the back of the head. You ain't going to have a chance to duck. Ain't no walking away from a sister. Ain't no walking away. They fighting. They're ready.
It's a damn cycle. That woman, she sit there, get that man to hit her, he go to jail. She go to the next nigga, do the same thing, he go to jail. Next niggas, and so on. And that behavior is never, you know, corrected by that woman. So she just go on just fucking up niggas' lives and fucking up black homes and shit. And Treacy, she sound like one of them chicks. I don't know her personally, but I mean, that's the type of shit to be breaking up our families and stuff, man. And that shit,
right. That
shit, hey. Sometimes you just need to slap the shit out of them. Hey, either they gonna learn one way, they gonna get their ass knocked out and seriously hurt, and you know, suffer those consequences, or you gonna slap the shit out of it. She gonna wake up and she gonna be like, "Damn, I can't be doing this shit no more." You know.
Right.
So you know, I ain't like you. I ain't advocating nobody no violence. You know, two grown folks need to. You know, talk that shit out and not put their hands on each other.
Nobody needs to put their hands on each other. Nobody. So that means you ladies, y'all talk it out. You feel me? Now, let me. I got a motherfucking guy. I got to put a disclaimer on some of this right here. You understand what I'm saying? There are some phrases that you can't really say. Now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just trying to put y'all up on game, ladies. There are some phrases that you might not want to let come out your motherfucking mouth to a black man that you could still probably get, you know, even if you didn't hit him. Even if you didn't hit him. Now, here again, I'm not going to goddamn be a hypocrite. He is wrong if he spark you. But just a little side note. Keep that man mama name out your mouth. His grandmama name out your motherfucking mouth. Don't exchange bodily fluids. Don't you ever in your fucking life, bitch, spit
Ooh.
On a motherfucker.
Yeah.
ASAP,
bitch.
ASAP. Try me. That matter of fact, bitch, you can hit me better. You can hit me.
Yeah,
bitch,
yeah.
If you spit on me, bitch, I'm dragging you. Now I'm finna drag you like a that would get you close fist punched in your fucking face with Blizzom. I'm gonna fuck who don't like it. Hit the number one if you don't like it. Bitch, if you spit on me, I'm gonna punch you in your face like a nigga. That's a warning to everybody who may know me. I'm just saying. If you're listening and you fucking with Blizzom,
right,
spit in my face, bitch. I promise you, on my children, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking mouth like a nigga. Alright? Now that's the one thing I ain't never had happen to me.
But everybody know that's the total disrespect.
Bitch, if you spit on me, I'ma beat you up. Like I beat you up, like beat you up, like outside the club, beat you up.
Like
beat
WWE
you up.
Off the top.
I'm gonna
of
beat
turbo.
You the fuck up. I'm gonna beat you the fuck up. Don't do it. You better off hitting me and fucking don't you can hit me, but don't spit on me. I'm gonna beat you up. Cause I'm gonna snap. Alright, I know that about me. To me, that's even worse than the motherfucking nigga hitting you. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it don't hurt the same. I can't think of nothing more disrespectful. I'm a beat you up. I'm just saying. That's why I stop. That's why I go into. It's never happened to me, so I've never had to do it. You feel what I'm saying? But if a motherfucker call me, nigga, it could be my motherfucking sister or my daughter, nigga. My sister or my daughter gonna know from birth. I done told both of them, don't you ever in your life spit on nobody. This my little sister who I goddamn go to prison and motherfucking I run out of clips about, nigga, and my daughter. You understand what I'm saying? Until I run out of clips, nigga, I don't see prison. Fuck prison. I ain't coming to talk about them two. You understand? We ain't coming to talk, nigga. But if they spit on that motherfucker, I'm falling the fuck back. I'm falling back. I'm going to get that nigga a pass. And that's my daughter and my motherfucking sister because they trained to know. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life do that. Nobody. Don't do it. And if a motherfucker do it to you, we ride. You understand? I got a couple hands raised off that one. Fuck what you think. I'm telling you what it is over here at K100. I'm keeping it real. I'm going to beat a bitch up if they spit on me.
To it.
Period. I'm done talking about that. You don't got to agree with me. Fuck you. How about that? My fucking show. Understand what I'm saying?
I like that.
My fucking show. I'm going to beat your fucking ass you spit on me. All right? All right, Major. Appreciate you calling in, homie.
All right, man.
All right. Hold on, because Shay, a couple people raised their hand when I said that. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, I had to say something about that spitting. I had this punk-ass ex who had the nerve to spit on me.
Oh,
don't
you know? Should have killed.
Don't you? Oh, I tried to. I tried to. I mean, all the shit that girls should do. Yeah, I did that. How about you had the nerve?
You
had the nerve to call the police.
You got a pistol.
On me.
You got a pistol.
I don't, but at the time, if, let me say this, we had a gun in the house, and if I could have gotten to it before I got to him, I probably would still be in jail right now.
Yeah, because I don't, you know what? I wish I'd have been on your jury. You would have skated. You would have walked.
And the cop came, and he had the nerve to call the cop on me, and then tell him I ain't live there. I was like, bitch, what you talking about? I don't live here. The cop was like, look, ma'am.
Obviously, Shay, you was dealing with a bitch-ass nigga, and that's kind of your fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were dealing with a bitch ass nigga.
That is rule.
Yeah.
That is rule number one. What
right.
we talking about tonight.
Right.
But I learned and he learned.
Right.
With this
we ain't together no more, but yeah. He learned.
Yeah. Obviously he was just simply a bitch ass nigga to even
where they do that at? I mean, I've never in my life spit on anybody. But a man spitting on a woman especially? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
just beyond bitch to me.
Hey, he was hurt. Whatever went on.
I don't give a fuck about how hurt you is.
I know, but I'm saying
I don't give a fuck how hurt you is.
I tried to pull him out the top.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how hurt you is, nigga. The fuck, I don't care. I don't care if my motherfucker, nigga. I don't care, nigga. Bitch, I don't care.
I'm saying he a bitch ass nigga.
Man, I don't care if you walked in that bitch dick. My dick was in that bitch mouth, bitch. Hit me. Fuck my car. You might still be able to goddamn talk tomorrow. But bitch, if you spit on me, everything I love, I'm dragging you. And I ain't talking about one punch. I'm dragging you. Don't spit on me.
We already know, man.
I don't play that. But I convey this clearly to every woman I'm in a relationship with. So ain't never one of them ever. When I said a nigga, I said it like I'm saying it right now. With his look in my eyes like, bitch, you know I'm for real. I'm going to beat you the fuck up. You see this 6'1", 230? It's going to drag you. Don't do it. Hit me. You might have a better chance, but I convey it all to them off the top. I wish you would. I'm going to fucking beat you up.
But, hey, but that's good, because that's what's got to be known off top.
I'm going to tell them
I'm
not.
Anybody mama taught them you don't spit on people. I mean, what?
Ain't
where they get
beat
that from?
Yeah, I'm going to beat you the fuck up. All right. All right, appreciate it, Shay.
I ain't even going to tell them, bitch. I'm going to beat them the fuck up.
No, I'm going to tell them so they won't even be shocked when I do it.
Motherfucker spit on me.
You understand? I'm going to beat you up like a nigga. Okay, hold on. All right, Shay.
We already know what you're doing.
Go ahead, Veronica.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm giggling over here.
I'm just being real.
I'm going to beat you up.
Beat you the fuck up.
I ain't heard that since second grade,
no.
Man.
I'm going to beat you up. That's what I said.
But
I'm going to beat
what?
You up. I like for real. I'm going to beat you up like outside the club.
I think
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to beat you the fuck up.
Stop that right there. For real,
but
for real.
You know what? That's degrading, and white people do that. That's what I'm reminded of when I see the stuff about the riots and all that stuff, seeing my people spit on. You don't spit on nobody. My mama raised me better than that.
Right.
You just don't pucker your lips up to spit on nobody. And if somebody spit on me, I'm going to find a razor strap and go straight across your jaw, because that right there, I'm going to beat you in the face with a belt. You ain't going to spit on me.
Right.
Uh-uh. That ain't gonna happen.
That's just me.
No, that ain't just you. That ain't just you.
Right. Veronica McFucking Nair. Concurs. I appreciate that, Veronica. I thought it was just me.
No, that ain't just you, baby.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
You already know what it is.
All right, V. All right. So, today's show, episode 25, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If a woman put their hands on a man, you feel me? Should she expect the goddamn, well, not should she expect to, but if he does, strike her back. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I forgot. Ah, fuck, kill myself. I forgot the sidebar conversation to the fucking post. Man, you let me forget. I didn't even tell you what it was. Yeah, I did. I put it in the damn text and you let me forget.
Nigga, you let motherfucking Elizabeth.
I let Elizabeth goddamn. Just
motherfucking Kobe Bryant your motherfucking ass up here.
I did let do me in, though, didn't I?
Yeah, so
that's just because people can't say, oh, you cut her off because she was snapping on you. No, nigga. I let her have her peace.
Hey, you right, but I know you. I know you.
I let her have her peace.
Yeah.
That was her first time calling, so I gave her a little bit of leeway. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. But.
What's the side fucking bar, man?
The sidebar is, what would you do? I mean, what would you tell your kids? You understand what I'm saying? About this. If you got a son or a daughter. I'm back. My bad. Everybody, y'all feel free to hit number one on your keypad again. I'm sorry. 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? My cousin just texted me and said I should have cussed that motherfucking bitch Elizabeth out. He just texted my phone. Cuz, I let her ride on me like that, cuz. Because the bitch really was showing how stupid and sorry and ignorant she was. You see, even though I mashed her after the fact, cuz. It's cuz she was a mother. My cousin tripped. My cousin texted me like, what the fuck, nigga? Why you let that hoe ride on you, nigga? I let her ride, cuz. Because I knew the motherfucking females were going to come back and check that motherfucking bitch anyway. Because I know I got some motherfucking riding-ass females on this show that's keeping that shit 100 always. I know the motherfucking women that listen to this motherfucking show, cuz I knew when I opened up the lines, when certain ones called in, they was going to mash them. You feel me? I didn't want to be a bully, cuz. I could have just got them, cut that bitch motherfucking line off, and just mashed her motherfucking stupid ass.
And went banana pepper.
But I didn't do it. I let her ride because that's what the motherfucking show is about. It's about freedom of speech, cuz. That's why I let her do it. But you see, I had to mash her after the fact because I had to let her say everything that she possibly could get off her chest so she could sound as fucking dumb as fucking possible, cuz. That's why I did that, cuz. That's why I let that motherfucking bitch ride. Everybody who don't know what I'm talking about, who just tuning in because we got like 10 new callers on the line, y'all go back and play this motherfucking episode over again. And listen to motherfucking this episode from the beginning. And I let this chick Elizabeth come on here, hijack the show for 30 minutes with this ignorant shit. She a black woman. And she had a million reasons why she downgraded motherfucking black women and black men and all kind of motherfucking shit. But my motherfucking K100 females, they already put that motherfucking bitch in a place. Now, God damn it, Elizabeth. Feel free to motherfucking call back. And I'm going to let you motherfucking go toe-to-toe with the sister. I ain't gonna bully you. See, this show is about women hitting men and men either restraining or not. You understand what I'm saying? And I got down with the bigger man that time. It's like when I told you at the beginning of the show when that girl threw that motherfucking plate of food in my face, I should have sparked that motherfucking hoe, but I didn't. I was the bigger man. I let you motherfucking ride because I was the bigger man. You was the first time caller. I let you have your spiel about black people. But bitch, on everything I love, put that motherfucker to your dome, bitch. And my motherfucking female is ready for war if you got the courage to call back. I'm pretty sure the hold them logged off anyway, though. I seen her call back in a minute ago. But if you're brave, baby, go ahead. I'm going to let the females handle you.
Rachel.
I'm going to do you like it will. I'm going to do you like how niggas do in the streets. When these motherfucking females get wrong, we going to get our sister them. They'll beat that hoe up so we ain't got to catch that charge. That's what the fuck we do in the hood. That's what black people do, bitch. Which is what you are. You black. May not be a bitch, may not be a hoe. I'm sorry if I'm offending you, Elizabeth. Sorry. Nah, not really. You deserve it. Okay. We're back on the show. 347-934-0966.
He meant every goddamn word he said.
You understand? 347. Ah! She's back! Veronica! Shay! Elizabeth is back! I'm opening up the line to Elizabeth. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta do this. I'm gonna give 15 minutes to Elizabeth, Veronica. And Keisha F., if you want to chime in. Okay. Veronica, you're on the air. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Am I on the line?
Yes. Right. You're on the line with Miss Veronica.
Let me see what I wasn't clear about.
Go ahead. Because
I think I'm very clear.
Go ahead.
You asked me back on there. What's their questions? What wasn't I clear about? That's
Go
one
ahead,
thing
Veronica.
About me. I'm always clear.
She went to bed by herself.
Veronica.
Yeah.
Veronica.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, Veronica.
A little more energy. A little more energy.
Go ahead, Shay. You on the line too, Shay.
I've heard Shay on other shows. She seems
for one thing,
college-educated, articulate woman with her head up an ass. Bring it on.
Whoa.
I love those type of black people. You go to school,
put
your
head
on
your ass. And
you forget the energy of the community. See, I ride with God.
Fuck all
God's
the energy. Let's talk about realistic things here. You come on somebody's show generalizing a group of people. You've never even heard the show before. You're listening to one particular episode about one particular thing, and you're making a broad generalization about every black person. Every black person is not on this show.
Didn't I emphasize, I kind of toned it down, and I pointed out that, no, I haven't listened to the show, other episodes, that I haven't completely absorbed his energy yet, because that's what I do. I absorb the energy of people. See, black people, we don't speak on that level. We just go by condition.
Well, you might
we don't
need
speak
to
on the energy of our
actions. To recondition yourself to pick up some other energy
from
other people.
Give me a direct question. What are you confused about?
I'm not confused, honey, but from the sounds of it, you definitely are.
What do you want to ask me?
I don't have anything
to
ask you personally.
So
I want to ask
you more, because that's what I want to do. I want to. I'm like Short Round. You ever saw Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom when he burnt Indiana Jones? Because we're possessed. Remember he was possessed? He had to burn him with the torch. That's what I want to do. That's what my show is going to be about. Okay, that's what I do. I rile black people up because we're desensitized. Okay. We're desensitized by this culture. See, you probably are used to taking what you get.
You have no idea anything about me. That's my point.
So what is your problem with what I said? I was very clear in saying I do not like this culture.
Which apparently someone has done to you at some point or another to bring up.
I've never been abused. See, this is why I'm an alien to my sisters. I've never been abused. I'm not a baby mama. I have my dad all my life. And because black women, that's not their experience.
Neither have I.
They have lowered their standards. So what is your problem with
what I said? Who's lowered their standards?
Well, Miss you didn't like my tone?
Who has lowered their standards?
You just didn't like my tone?
Miss Elizabeth.
Excuse me?
Miss Elizabeth.
Yes.
If you feel that black women have lowered their standards, then to further degrade them, you are not any better.
Oh, that's what needed. God already talked to me.
No, God did not tell.
We have to tear down the Brewster Place wall, sweetheart. Which is our
culture. Hold on.
Until you
tear
down the Brewster Place wall, nothing will change. There's no
degrading
room for uplifting
right
now. We know what we're doing.
Degrading
Lauryn Hill
a person,
came out with.
Excuse me, can I finish?
Well,
if you're talking about education. But you don't have the respect
to
let someone finish.
Academic.
You're talking about respect and education and all this stuff,
but
you don't have
the. See, why are you putting words in my mouth? I could give a shit about education. Jesus was a
carpenter. Well, what you said was that
education.
You thought that what you said was that you thought that Shay was an educated, college-educated woman with her head up her butt. So yes, you did bring up education.
I said that in a way to describe her. I could care if she's educated or not.
What I'm saying,
Miss
Elizabeth,
if you would let me finish, a little bit more articulate than most.
If you would let me finish,
another generalization,
degrading anybody, whether they be black or white or any culture. I don't know what God you serve, but my God does not say that you degrade somebody. You
You're the guy. You need to pick up Deuteronomy and read the book
of
Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
I love black people. When you put black people against
oh,
the wall, they say,
oh,
take it easy,
no, you don't.
Take it easy.
What
when
you're doing,
you put a black person against the wall, that's when we want people to take it easy on us. But we know exactly what we're doing. We know what culture
Nobody
we're creating.
Is telling you to
we know the energy that comes
anybody.
From this culture. So that's what I'm not doing. So why is that repulsive to you?
Okay.
And I have
the
a hard time.
The Word of God
also.
The Word of God also says that the wounds of a friend can be trusted, and that the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. And so, excuse me?
You can't pick the nice energy, the comforting energies of God out the Bible. You
I didn't
just absorb his entire
that's
energy.
Comforting.
And he's a
you
destroyer.
Just, no, you
he
just
will destroy you.
What I said.
Black women
you
have the highest STD.
You just misunderstood what I said.
He will destroy you.
The friend can be trusted.
He is not
so if I tell
sugar
you
and spice and everything nice.
If I didn't say that it was sugar and spice, you're not even listening to what I'm saying.
sacrifice and everything.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
Seriously.
What the Word of God says is if you are a true friend, I may tell you something about yourself that you need to. I'm not telling you. You know, if you're not my friend, then you're not a friend of God. Because, first of all, God said, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Here we go.
And if you think by tearing somebody down,
that's what Scott. That's talking
bad about
times.
People.
What did God do?
You're despicable.
What did God do
you
during biblical times? He wants everybody to fuck out. See, you don't know, but see, that's the thing about black people. We abuse religion for comfort.
What do you mean? Oh,
we
now it's we? Now it's we? What do you mean, black people? We? What do you mean,
it's,
we?
Anytime you
you're not a we. You are not a we. If you have
separate.
Dissed on black people,
when it comes
if you have
racist,
dissed on white people,
you see?
If you have this, now you want to unite. You know what? We don't
I didn't
need
say that.
You.
I said black people, we want to unite when it's something racist.
Well, why are
when you
want
to talk about
no,
the energy
why
of the
are
culture,
saying we
want
black
to act
people,
like it's
we
individual.
Want to unite?
It's
why
not
are
individual.
You saying black people, we want to unite? What you should be saying is black people want to unite. Because when you say we, you are including yourself. So you need to take that self-righteous, pious denial or whatever of your black skin, and you can just cut your own throat, okay? Because
so
what
now
you're
it's
doing,
my problem.
You can cut your own throat. Because we don't
so
need
now it's my problem.
You.
When I say that this culture is one that has to
problem.
Be torn down, it has to be torn down. It has
but
to be torn down.
But the way you are tearing it
I'm
down is
down
not
person.
The way to do
I'm
it.
I'm not an uplifting person. I'm a tear-down person. See, God made people with different personalities. He would never let you simply dominate. He would never just create a personality like you. That's why we're in the situation we are in now, because we don't question
no,
each other's
why are you saying we? But
we
why are you saying we? Why are you saying
why,
we?
You emphasize that. What do you mean?
You
why
are not
are
a
saying we.
You're not a we. You're not a black person from what I understand.
Okay, now explain that. What did I say that indicates that I'm not a black person?
You keep
I said I don't like this culture. What's not clear about that? What's not clear about
you know,
that?
There are some, but you know what? There are some things about this culture that I may not like, but I love my people. And there are some beautiful things about this culture. And that's
why
what
isn't it
needs
on the forefront?
To be edified. That's what
why
because
isn't it on
people
the
like you because of people
oh, and
like
explain
you.
That. Explain what
because
I do.
You're in the business of
positivity.
Tearing down. Because you're in the business
I'm
of tearing
down. I'm tearing down the negative
down.
Energy that we allow to grow. We allow jail culture. We're in the fucking jail yard. It's like we're in prison. And God will crush you for that. Do you want to highlight and stand behind
well, jail
culture?
Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell
culture.
You something.
The
you take your jail.
In
you
Ohio.
Take that.
The Crimson of Bloods is in Arkansas. The Crimson of Bloods is in Canada.
Look,
so it has made its way
that,
from the West
you
Coast.
You take that.
All right.
You're talking.
All right. You want me to meet me on my show.
All right.
Okay, this is
no,
what I'm
blue,
here for.
Blue.
All right,
Blue.
Hold on, ladies.
Blue,
I,
you need to
ladies.
You need to hang her up. That's
ladies,
what you
hold,
need to
hold,
do.
Hold on,
right, because you can't take it. I'm not going to hang you up.
Ladies,
I'm not going to hang you up. I'm what?
Ladies,
I don't need to hang you up.
Blue,
I don't like silence.
Elizabeth,
we have too much silence.
Elizabeth,
see, we don't challenge each other.
Damn it. Now, Elizabeth, I had to mute your ass because you won't fucking listen to me.
Thank you. All I'm saying is Blue. Let her take that mess that she talking up in the prison the way she's talking it, and they're going to beat her behind down. There is a way to edify. There is a way to build up. I don't like a lot of stuff about our culture. I don't like how we're killing each other. But to go down and to degrade and further tear down, you have to bring out the good in a person and say, look, this is what's good about you. This is what I like about you. This is what's beautiful about our culture. We
all
need
right.
to do that.
All right, Veronica. Now, Elizabeth, I'm with you, Veronica. I'm going to Keisha F. Keisha.
Yes.
Do you want to talk to Elizabeth?
I don't know that I want to talk to her. I just want to ask this question. I mean, she said, what's the question? My question is, what's your problem? I want to know where it is in her Bible that she found that God is going to destroy people. I want to know where it is in her religious studies that she's going to see all this negative energy or whatever it is that she's talking about. Because, first of all, what I'm picking up from her is negative energy. What I'm seeing is complete black. when she's speaking, because I don't see anything positive coming from this woman. She wants to rile people up. Why not rile people up in a positive manner? Why not rile people up to go and get up and get out and do something with their lives? She's riling people up just for the simple sake of riling people up. She just wants to do it just to get a reaction out of people. Back people up against the wall and see what they're going to do. What they're going to do is they're going to come out swinging and they're going to kick her ass at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm opening the line.
So
another thing that I would like to say.
Is it good to admit that you're an animal and you're physical? I would never tell someone I would kick their ass, ever. Because that's,
I said back people against
the
wall.
Why even say that?
I didn't say that I would. Because that's what you said, sweetheart. You said back people against the wall. So what's going to happen when you back someone against
the wall? Where did the whole
kick
in the ass?
They're
going
to defend themselves.
Well, there's nothing to defend. What are you defending? I made a clear statement. I said, I don't like this culture. What's in the driver's seat? I don't care what's in the back seat. I don't care what's behind the car.
Well,
what do
you
have to put positivity in the driver's seat, and you have to drag the negativity out of the driver's seat because you let them get in. You let them get in. You gave them power. You allowed black men to feel powerful in negativity, and God is going to crush you for it. You see the spiritual pain that black women's in? You see the spiritual pain black women's in? You enabled it. You allow negativity to feel powerful.
And
you're
this is
pay
exactly
for
what
it.
I'm talking
you're
about.
You're going
to
pay
and
for
anybody
it.
Who goes to church and knows
see?
God knows that the enemy
no.
knows the Bible too. So, sweet baby, that's what I feel about you. Right now, you're the enemy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'll talk to you later.
Amen.
All right. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Elizabeth. Keisha F. All right, Elizabeth. I got like 30 people raising their hands to holler at Elizabeth. LL.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I have to totally agree with Keisha L. And what I want to say, I don't want to talk to Elizabeth.
Okay.
Because like Keisha said, we have to rebuke those spirits. Now, I am not rebuking Elizabeth. I'm rebuking that spirit in her in the name of Jesus. Because as we all know, the Bible does say the devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. There is not anywhere in the Bible where you hear the Lord say, or anyone has written in the Bible that the Lord spoke, that he will destroy. So, no, I don't. Elizabeth, I will pray for you and your position on the issue, and I will pray that that spirit of negativity will leave from her. And at the same time, Blism, the devil has the power of the airwaves, and what you're doing right now is you're allowing the devil to control your show through Elizabeth.
No, wait.
We have to be careful. Let me finish.
Okay,
we have to be careful what we listen to. We have to be careful what we allow ourselves to hear, because by allowing ourselves to hear those negative things, that stuff can get into our spirits as well. The devil is the controller of the airwaves. This is your show. Control it.
All right. That's coming from DJ LL, prominent FM DJ. So basically, she's telling me to cut fucking Elizabeth off. I just be trying to keep the shit 100 and keep the lines open, man. If I talk about somebody, I want to give them a chance to defend themselves. That's all. That's why I brought Elizabeth back on the air, y'all. I felt like I started mashing her, and then a couple of people came on here and mashed her, and y'all know the history of the show. When people got a problem with somebody, I opened up the line to them. Now, DJ LL, you might be right. I think I did give Elizabeth a little bit too much ride earlier. I let her ride my show for like 30 minutes, but it was just so fucking intriguing. I wanted to hang up, but I couldn't. Pete Rez was like, hang up, and I couldn't. I had to listen to her. And you might be right, L. Maybe that was the devil telling me, go ahead and let her fucking do it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I don't know. Or maybe it was a great debater in me that loves to go back and forth and loves to debate and loves open dialogue and loves conversation, because that's the only way we going to goddamn get to, because Elizabeth ain't the only motherfucking black person out here that think like she think. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get it twisted. She ain't the only one. She only one with the balls to call K100, and you know what? Even though I done killed her 5 more times, I will give her motherfucking talk for calling back up to this motherfucker like, and bitch, I said it, what? That's the goddamn niche to the motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? She called back like, bitch, I said it, what? What you got a problem, what? This is K100. Keep it motherfucking being frank. Everybody who texted me, asking me why I didn't cut off, why I opened the line back up, I just broke this shit the fuck down for you about this fucking show and everything this show encompasses. This shit is 100% no censorship. I got one fucking rule. Pay no fucking attention. Keep it 100. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I let a motherfucking skinhead cracker come up here and talk that motherfucking shit on my show for about 5 minutes before I murk his ass. You understand? I gave her leeway because she was black. I wanted to get into the mind of the sister. I wanted to understand what made her motherfucking mind tick and made her think what she think and why she came to the conclusions about folks that she did. That's why I opened the line back up to Elizabeth. That's why I let her go into some dialogue with other people that's just like her, other black women. All right, everybody? That's why I did it. Now, LL, you right? And what you just said, I understand. But she has a right to her opinion, like everybody else do on this fucking show. Now, I'm the mediator. I'm controlling this shit. You understand? That's why I let it go down like that. You understand what I'm saying? It's not that I buy into any of the shit Elizabeth was saying today. It's not the point. But the point is Elizabeth has some shit to say. And when some people directed some shit back to her, I had to let her come on the air and defend herself. Episodes 19 and 22, check them if you don't believe me. No, yeah. It was 19 and 20. I don't know. You understand? But that's my repertoire. That's what we do over here at K100. That's why I opened the lines back up. All right, L? But I understand what you're saying about letting negative shit flow through the airwaves and everything. But I just had to because a lot of people called in after the fact and they didn't hear everything that Elizabeth said at the beginning of the show. And I highly suggest, highly suggest you go back and listen to this fucking show. Because there's a lot of people that think like Elizabeth, even though I don't. But she ain't the only one. You understand what I'm saying? She is not the only one that thinks like she thinks. Don't get it twisted. They out here. One of them names is Michael Steele. He's the head of the Republican National Committee. Thinks just like Elizabeth. He black skinned. Clarence Thomas. He on the fucking Supreme Court. He thinks like a fucking Elizabeth. You understand? The importance of why the fuck I let Elizabeth speak on this fucking show? Public fucking service announcement. That wasn't an accident. You understand? That wasn't by mistake. I'm one click away from shutting her the fuck up. Why you think I didn't do it? I wanted you black women to hear that shit. I wanted you motherfucking black men, you niggas, to hear that shit. Now you put me on my fucking soapbox in the middle of my fucking goddamn supposed to be fun show. Fuck. You motherfuckers. Back to it. We got 10 motherfucking minutes. Episode 25. If you want to talk about Elizabeth, don't even. I'm finna open the line up to everybody who got their hand up. But I'm done with Elizabeth. I let her get her shine on my show. But I'm done with Elizabeth. We're back. I got 10 minutes left in the show. Episode 25. Mama said knock you out. Do you feel like if a woman put their motherfucking hands on a man has the right to motherfucking put his hands back on her? That's what the meeting core of the show is about. We got sidetracked. But I let it get sidetracked because in the greater good of my people, I let it get sidetracked. I let it get jacked because I knew what I was doing because I knew the end result was going to be this right here. This speech that I'm giving, that's why I did it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I gave this speech. Because so many people that look at black people from rap videos, from Lil Wayne and Gucci Man, and think that's what we all about, think that's what we totally accomplish. We even got our own people that think that fucking shit. The bitch on the line. What the fuck? If she can think it, what the fuck makes you think these motherfucking crackers don't think it? Don't get me fucking started, man. The fuck? P-Reg.
What's happening, nigga? What's happening?
They made me get on my fucking soapbox on these motherfucking niggas,
man. Hey, man, look at here, man.
Shit.
Man, get your motherfucking weight up, push up and shit, man. Let's go, bro. Go in, man.
God damn it, man.
Go in, nigga. Go in. Shit, it's too late now.
404-563, man.
Shit, it's too late now.
You on the L. Go ahead. Yo.
Well, I was calling to comment on the whole Elizabeth thing, but, I mean, it's just crazy. But, I mean,
what
let it be what it is. I mean, she's gonna think how she wants to think. You can't change that.
Right, exactly.
But it's kind of crazy that she would think that. It's like, and I agree with, I can't remember her name, but like if she wants to change something, then be an example of that. Don't tear it down. Don't tear our culture down. You should try to embrace it and
look at what's wrong and try to fix what's wrong. Start with the children. And, of course, you know, some people aren't raised. Like you say, the women, some certain women or certain men aren't raised to be like, don't put your hands on a woman. So their retaliation and things like that are, it's going to be physical. It's going to lead up to that domestic violence. But I'm just saying, like, if you disagree with that, then therefore you should try to put yourself in a position to where you can bring about a positive change. Don't try to bring about a positive change or think you're bringing about a positive change in a negative way by speaking derogatory or speaking disrespectful and disrespecting your own race. That just doesn't make sense to me. Like, that's just crazy. So, I mean, for one, but back to the subject and what we're talking about is if a woman hits a man first, I mean, you do have some women. I've been in a situation like that where I provoke a man based off of, you know, whatever he's done. I mean, I'm not saying I'm haul off and get a pan or a iron or something like that and hit him, but, you know, a slap or, you know, a hit or something like that, I have done. I cannot say I haven't. I have, because I was that upset. But sometimes I feel like men should understand that women are real emotional, and sometimes their emotions take over, and, you know, they react in a certain way. But
fuck that.
I mean,
fuck that. Your emotions take over?
I mean, your emotions take over because you feel like if you're giving so much to a man and he goes and defies the relationship, I mean, you're going to kind of be upset, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you let that emotion take over you, so therefore it leads to something else.
Vice versa. If it was vice versa, and the nigga felt like he done so much, and he started the shit, is he motherfucking, should you understand that he just motherfucking
got emotional and slapped the shit out your ass?
Or pounded you in the motherfucking pavement?
But, see, that's what I'm saying.
That ain't what I'm saying. It's no but.
No.
You feel like, okay, come on.
No, what I'm saying is a woman is not going to hit a man so hard to knock him out or knock him on the ground or something like that. If a person hitting you that hard, then okay, hit her back. She deserves, I can understand that. Hit her back then that's when the fight gonna happen. But if I'm not literally, if me hitting you and I didn't really cause you no harm, it really didn't hurt, then don't even, I just think that a man should just chuck it up and, you know what I'm saying, keep it moving.
Now, like I said, all right, you may not have heard the first part. All right, thank you, I gotta go to open
this
the line.
This be nice, by the way, this be nice.
What's that to be nice? Be nice. All I said earlier, I said a man should never close fist punch a female. I said, but if she got them get out of control and get physical, feel free to open hand slap that motherfucker, put a rep on her motherfucking face. That's what I said. I never said a man should close fist pummel a motherfucking female in the ground. We physically bigger, stronger. I never advocated that. That's what I said. All right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. King, what's going on?
Man, what's happening? I didn't hear the first half, so I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that. But
yeah, I wish you would have, because you could have went told her, you could have went toe to toe with Elizabeth too, but you didn't. But it was crazy. You listen to it after. I got 2 minutes. Go ahead, run it down. I got two more people I gotta get to.
I don't feel like females should be provoking a man in any way. All these females out here running their mouth and poking at men and hitting them. You need to sit down and go down, count to 10 or something. Quit messing with these grown-ass men thinking they won't knock the shit out of you. I've never been in a domestically violent relationship, but I don't sit around and provoke men either. And I got a mouth on me, and I can hold my own, but I'm not going to sit there and provoke a grown-ass man. Go sit your ass down somewhere and quit talking about you emotional and this and that. Go sit, go breathe. Get your ass,
thank you.
Get your ass 6 feet under.
Thank you.
I'm fucking with it. 4-4-5-6-9, get at me.
Shit.
What's up? Great fucking show. Great show, dawg. I just want to say, dawg, nigga ain't got nothing to hit the ride, no matter what the situation may be, dawg. You know what I mean? I'm at a point, you can't even give me a ride, dawg. I don't want you.
Say what now? You what now?
I don't even want you, dawg. That's where I'm at. You can't even rouse me, dawg. We can talk all day, but I don't want you.
I said she hit you, nigga. If she hit you.
It don't matter. I let it ride. Shit, it ain't gonna hurt.
What if it do, nigga?
I take it off. I take it off, dog. But spit now? Yeah, I might have to be like you, dog. Might be a schoolyard fight.
Exactly. Motherfucker spit on me. Everybody who missed it.
That's a hit.
I said, motherfucker who spit on me.
Yeah.
No, nigga. That shit was not on the loop. Bitch, that's how many times I'm going to beat your ass. Don't fucking spit on me. The fuck I meant, bitch. You understand? All right, man. Appreciate you calling in, homie.
Yep.
Damn it, man. What a fucking great show. Even though it went to the left. Listen, man, let me tell you about my motherfucking show, man. Even though my show went a little bit to the left, you understand what I'm saying? I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? I probably let Elizabeth go a little longer than I really should have.
Too fucking far, nigga.
I probably let her go, but I was just, because I wanted her to say so much shit that I wanted everybody to hear.
Hey, look, I already know why you did it.
Right, right.
I saw the look in your eyes.
Right.
I'm sitting right here next to you. I see the fidget. I already know how you will, so
right.
I know why you did it. And
right.
You got the results you wanted to get. But, Colin, you got to know your host. You gotta know your goals.
I'm gonna need for y'all to do your homework, man. Go listen to the other episodes and you can goddamn respect my motherfucking gangster and my mind, Elizabeth. K motherfucking 100, we out this bitch.